In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Kedeshim, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us, Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of all ages, Amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, for he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us unto him, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour. Therefore also asking the Lord our God, the Pentecostor, to guard us in all peace this holy day and all the days of our life. O Master, Lord God, the Pentecostor, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition, concerning every condition and every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us unto you, spared us, supported us, and has brought us to this hour. Therefore we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men and the rising up of enemies hidden and manifest. Take them away from us and from all your people and from this holy place that is yours. For those things which are good and profitable do provide for us. For it is you have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. By the grace, compassion, and love of mankind of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, through whom the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the adoration are due unto you, with him and the Holy Spirit, the life-giver, who is in one essence with you, now and at all times, unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your great mercy, and according to the multitude of your compassions, blot out my iniquity. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my iniquity, and my sin is at all times before me. Against you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your sayings, and might overcome when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth. You have manifested to me the hidden and unrevealed things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me to hear gladness and joy. The humble bones shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in my inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Then I shall teach the transgressors your ways, and the ungodly men shall turn to you. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise, for if you desired sacrifice, that I have given it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, in your good pleasure to Zion. Let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then you shall be pleased with sacrifices of righteousness, offering and burnt sacrifices. Then they shall offer calves upon your altar. Alleluia. Shoyis tenaynan, alleluia, chenavran, mevyot, mevshirin, mevdamath, webanot, enot, amin. The prayers of the sixth hour of this blessed day, we offer to Christ our King and our God, beseech him to forgive us our sins, from the Psalms of our Father, David the prophet and king. His blessings be with us all, amen. Psalm 53. Save me, O God, by your name, and judge me by your power. O God, hear my prayer, hearken to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, and mighty men have sought my soul. They have not set God before them. For behold, God helped me, the Lord is the protector of my soul. He shall return the evil things to my enemies, utterly wipe them out by your truth. I will willingly sacrifice to you. I will confess your name, O Lord, for it is good. For you have delivered me out of every affliction, and my eye has looked down upon my enemies. Alleluia. Holy, 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 the gospel according to our teacher, St. Matthew, is blessed be with us all. Amen.
And seeing the multitude, he went up on the mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are you who are... Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and exceedingly be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, How shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out of trouble underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in the heaven.
And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. May your saints be fulfilled in peace. We worship you, O Christ, our God, with your good Father. For you have risen and saved us.
O you who on the sixth day and in the sixth hour was nailed to the cross for the sin which our father Adam dared to commit in paradise, tear the handwriting of our sins, O Christ our God, and save us. I cried to the Lord, and he heard me. God, hear my prayer, and do not refuse my petition. Be attentive to me, and hear me in the evening, in the morning, and at midday. I say my words, and he hears my voice and delivers my soul in peace.
Zoksavatri ke yoke agyob lefmati.
O Jesus Christ, our God, who was nailed to the cross in the sixth hour and killed sin by the tree, by your death you made alive the dead man whom you created with your own hands and had died in the sin. Put to death our pains by your healing and life-giving passions, and by thy nails with which you were nailed, rescue our minds from thoughtlessness of this earthly deeds and worldly lust to the remembrance of your heavenly commandments according to compassion.
Since we have no favor, no excuse, no such justification, because of our many sins, we thought you, implore you, him who was born of you, O Mother of God, the Virgin, we abundant and acceptable is your intercession with your Savior. O pure Mother, do not exclude us sinners from your intercession with him whom you bore, for he is merciful and is able to save us because he suffered for us to deliver us. Let your compassion speedily reach us, for we are exceedingly humbled. Help us, O God, our Savior, for the glory of your name. O Lord, deliver us and forgive us our sins for the sake of your holy
name.
To the midst of all the earth, O Christ our God, as you stretched your holy hands on the cross, therefore all nations cried out, saying, Glory to you, O Lord.
We worship your incorruptible person, O good one, asking for the forgiveness of our sins, O Christ our God, for of your will you were pleased to be lifted up onto the cross to deliver those whom you created from the bondage of the enemy. We cry out unto you and give thanks to you, for you have filled all with joy, O Savior, when you came to help the world. Lord, the glory to you.
You are she who was full of grace, O Mother of God, the Virgin, we will praise you, for through the cross of your Son, Hades fell down and death was abolished. We were dead, but we are raised and became worthy of eternal life and gained the delight of the first paradise. Therefore, we thankfully glorify the immortal Christ, our God.
We ask you, Lord, to hear us, have mercy on us, and forgive us our sins. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Holy, 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 Lord of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory and honor. Have mercy on us, O God, the Father, the Pentecostator. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us, O Lord, God of hosts, be with us, for we have no helper in our hardships and tribulations but you. Absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, our transgressions, those which you have committed willingly and those which you have committed unwillingly, those which you have committed knowingly and those which you have committed unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest, O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name which is called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins, and make us worthy to pray thankfully, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We thank you, our King, the Almighty Father of our Lord, God, and Savior Jesus Christ, and glorify you, for you made the times of the passions of your only begotten Son to be times of comfort and prayer. Accept our supplication and abolish the handwriting of our sins that is written against us, just as you tore it in this holy hour by the cross of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior of our souls. This is by which you destroyed all the power of the enemy. Grant us, O God, a glorious time, a spotless conduct, and a peaceful life, so that we may please your holy and worshipped name, and that without falling into condemnation, we may stand before the fearful and just throne of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and that we, together with all your saints, glorify you, O Father, who is without beginning, and the Son, who is in essence with you, and the Holy Spirit, life-giver, now and forever, and to the ages of all ages. Amen. Have mercy on us, O God, and have mercy on us, who at all times and in every hour, in heaven on earth, is worshipped and glorified. Christ our God, the good, the long-suffering, the abundant in mercy and the great in compassion, who loves the righteous and has mercy on the sinners, of whom I am chief, who does not wish the death of the sinner, but rather he returns and lives, who calls all to salvation for the promise of good things to come. Lord, receive from us our prayers in this hour and every hour. Ease our life and guide us to fulfill your commandments. Sanctify our spirits, cleanse our bodies, conduct our thoughts, purify our intentions, heal our diseases, forgive our sins. Deliver us from every evil, grief, and distress of heart. Surround us by holy angels, that by the camp may be guarded and guided, and attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of perceptible and infinite glory, pure and blessed forever. Amen. Finally, O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
We'll chant together the Salve for the Feast of the Pentecost.
Christ our Lord, the King of the ages, the head of our salvation, send the Comforter. Everyone glorifies you, O heavenly King, and worships before you the Spirit of Comfort, for truly he appeared to the apostles in the upper room of Zion. He sent the Comforter. Truly he spoke to them about the mysteries which he performed. He sent the Comforter upon the apostles who have preached to us, proclaiming and saying, He sent the Comforter exceedingly. The Gospels have taught in the name of our King, He sent the Comforter. Behold, the apostles have taught us, they baptized the Gentiles, sent the Comforter. O prophets, and you righteous ones, for the Master has sent the Comforter. Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, and upon the apostles he sent the Comforter. For whenever I speak of your mysteries, my heart says, He sent the Comforter. Rejoice, O believers, let us celebrate a spiritual feast with the apostles, for he sent the Comforter. Let us truly praise Christ who created us. My Lord Jesus Christ sent the Comforter. The prophets and the righteous spoke concerning the Messiah. He sent the Comforter.
Blessed are you, indeed we ask you to save us. We, your faithful people, he sent the Comforter. Glory be to you. With your Holy Father you are exceedingly, O Spirit of Comfort.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen.
While we're getting the PowerPoint ready, I just want to share with you something that I remembered as I was preparing this. I have one of my uncles, thank you, Heather, is a monk priest in St. Anthony Monastery in Egypt. His name was Father Nehemiah, And many years ago, he had departed to the Lord by now. But many years ago, when he was serving in the monastery, the Bishop of Jerusalem, Amba Basilius, went down to Egypt. And he spoke to Pope Kyrillus, who was the patriarch at that point, and he said, I need a priest to come and serve with me in Jerusalem to serve the Coptic people there. And so Pope Kyrillus asked around in the monastery of St. Anthony, and the abbot of the monastery recommended Father Nehemiah. So Amba Basilius took Father Nehemiah with him to Jerusalem to serve the Coptic people there. And, of course, Father Nehemiah being a monk, he did not want to go. He wants to stay in the monastery and worship God in the monastery. But out of obedience, he went to Jerusalem. And he was there for a little while. And then he sent to Pope Kyrillus and said, I want to come back to the monastery. And Pope Kyrillus said, just stay there for a little while. You know, serve for a little while. So he said, okay. So he served for a little while. And then he sent again. And he said, Sayyidna, I really would like to come back to the monastery. And so he told him, okay, just, stay there, and I promise you that by this time next year, I will return you back to the monastery. So he said, okay, I got the promise from the Pope that by next year, I'll go back to the monastery. So he went back, and he's serving in Jerusalem there, and during this year, Pope Kyrillus departed. So he, of course, Abuna was upset. And so he waited for the new Pope, Pope Shenouda, and then he sent to him and he said, Sayyidna, I want to come back to the monastery. I don't want to serve among the people. That's why I became a monk. So Pope Shenouda said, okay, let me talk to Amba Basilius and see what he thinks. So he spoke to Amba Basilius and he said, this priest would like to go back to the monastery. And Amba Basilius said, you can take all the priests in Jerusalem and leave this one. Because he's the one who's doing all the work. So the long story short, Father Nehemiah departed while serving in Jerusalem. He never went back to his monastery. Yeah, he's still waiting for the promise. I want us to imagine Keda, a servant who goes up to his bishop or to his priest, and he says, I have a vision that I would like to do the service. And his priest says, this is very good, but wait. Wait until I tell you when is the right time for you to do the service. And the servant waits and waits and waits. And then maybe a year passes by and he goes back and he says, Abuna, did you forget about me? And Abuna says, no, I did not forget about you, but wait. So he waits maybe another year. And then again, he goes to the priest and he says, Abuna, what's up? And Abuna says, wait. What do you think is going to happen to the servant? If we were not in a spiritual mindset, what would this person want to do? Would he want to continue to wait, or would he want to just do the service or do the thing that he wants to do? Because in as humans, we don't like to wait, right? But this is exactly what happened when the disciples, when the apostles wanted to do a service. And the Lord told them to wait. And we read this in the book of Acts chapter 1. Nether, if you can read for us this passage, please.
Being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, It is not for you to know times or seasons, which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
We know this, of course, this is right before the Lord ascended to heaven. So the disciples came to him, and they wanted to preach. And he told them what? Wait. He told them, wait. You know, the disciples were not people known for waiting, okay? I can imagine that many of them were frustrated when he told them to wait. People like St. Peter, who wanted, you know, he was a man of action. He wanted to do something, and the Lord is telling him to wait. We know that they were men of action. We have a few verses here. For example, on the Mount of Transfiguration, they wanted to take action. They saw the Lord with Moses and Elijah, and so they wanted to take action. Lord, let us make three tabernacles immediately, you know, thinking of something to do, not even comprehending what's going on around them, but wanting to do something. We know, for example, when the Lord wanted to go back to Judea, and he said, I'm going back, and the disciples told him, Lord, Herod is trying to kill you, and you're going back. And he said, I must go back. And so I believe it was Thomas who said to the disciples, let us go that we may die with him. It's okay. If he's doing something, let's go. Even if it gets to the point of us, you know, dying with the Lord, let's take action. Let's move on. And of course, we know this is a very famous passage. When they were arresting the Lord, one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear, right? Who was that? St. Peter. He was a man of action. He saw something happening. He took action. Whether this action is right or wrong, that's not the point of discussion here. But these people were men of action. And now, the Lord was crucified, and he rose from the dead, and he's ascending to heaven, and he has already commissioned them to preach, right? He told them, go and preach to the whole world, you know, and tell them all of these things. And he spent 40 days teaching them what to preach. So now he's ascending to heaven. And so their disciples are like, okay, now is our time. We're going to go preach. And then the Lord tells them what? Wait. If you imagine it, I think St. Peter was very frustrated. Why? Why do you have to wait? Mina, are you frustrated too? Yeah. So Mina's point is they have the conditioning that there's a time for action and there's a time for waiting. And in this case, they thought it was the time for action, right? That we should go and do something. And now the Lord is telling them to wait. So why wait? Why did the Lord tell them to wait? Why did the Lord tell them to wait? Actually, we have an answer in this passage that we just read. What was the question they asked the Lord before he ascended? Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Actually, this is not what the Lord is about. Okay, they're still thinking what on the political level, on the level of the kingdom, the military level. So as the Lord is about to ascend to heaven, take their mind into the heavenly things, they're still thinking about the earthly things. Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? They're still in the wrong direction, and so they need to wait, because they need this direction to be fixed. They need the idea of their ministry to be refined, so that they understand they are to look at the spiritual kingdom, not the earthly kingdom. And the Lord also wanted to break them free of their limited view. Where were they going to preach? In their minds, where would they preach? Jerusalem. This is where they live. This is where the Lord lives. So obviously this is where they're going to preach. But the Lord actually told them, I want you to think beyond Jerusalem. And to get beyond Jerusalem, you need some kind of support before you get there. Their limited expectation was that they are going to witness in Israel, in Jerusalem. But the Lord told them what? Do not depart from Jerusalem. Do not depart from the church. Do not depart from the place of holiness. From my place. Why? Until you are baptized with the Holy Spirit. Until you receive power. So wait here, wait in the church, until you receive power from heaven. Why? Then you will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So the Lord is telling them, wait, do not go, until you receive this power. And when you receive this power, you're going to be able to minister not only in what you're thinking is the place of ministry, which is Israel, Jerusalem, but you'll be able to go beyond that. So he's structuring the ministry for them. And notice the way that he structured it. First, Jerusalem, then what? Judea, and then Samaria, and then the ends of the earth. Jerusalem, if we take this and apply it, yani, in our ministry, in our everyday life, Jerusalem is our home, right? Our, you know, where we live, right? That means before we preach to the end of the world, we have to preach at home. We have to preach to the people around us, to our friends, to our family. And then Judea is what? Jerusalem is inside Judea, right? Jerusalem is the city. Judea is the state or the country. So we start to preach outside of our inner circle into the outer circle. But we're still within the circle, right? Maybe our extended family, our friends at work. This is all of Judea. What is Samaria? What is Samaria to the Jews? The enemies. Right? The Jews and Samaritans. Remember the parable of the Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. So now, after I have conquered my inner circle, and I have conquered my outer circle, then I can begin to talk to people that don't want to talk to me. The Samaritans. Once I have done this, then I can go what? Into the ends of the world. Imagine if the apostles did not have the structured ministry. One of two things would have happened. One, they would have remained in Jerusalem and preached in Jerusalem, and that's it. The opposite could have happened to some of them. They would have said, I'm going to go out and preach in Rome. I'm going to go out and preach in Egypt. But you haven't even preached in Jerusalem yet. You haven't conquered Jerusalem. How can you go and preach in places that don't even understand anything about what you're talking about? How can you go and preach in Egypt that has, you know, all of these different theologies? How can you go and preach in Rome that has all these Roman theologies? So the Lord was preparing them to a structured ministry. And they can only do that when they receive the Holy Spirit, when they receive the power. We as humans are not good at waiting. Yes? We don't like waiting at all. We don't like waiting for, we don't like waiting in lines. This is like the worst thing that can ever happen, right? Waiting in lines. You go to like the DMV or, nowadays in colleges you don't have to stand in line. But back then to register for classes you have to stand in line. To get your financial aid, you have to stand in line. To do anything, you have to stand in line, right? All of us hated doing that, right? We hate waiting in line. There's actually a show, I don't know if some of you have watched it or not, there's a show called Supernatural. And in this show, it doesn't matter the name of it, but in this show there are these two hunters who go around hunting demons. And so at one point, they are meeting with the, you know, the king of hell, the, you know, the big boss. And so he's telling them, come and let me show you the new improved hell. So he takes them down and he shows them this huge line of men, you know, standing in line. And they say, what is this? And he says, this is hell. And they say, what do you mean? He says, well, it's a line and they're all standing in line. And they say, okay, so what happens when they get up, when they get to the beginning of the line? He says, they go back to the end of the line. So this is, yani, actually this is hell. Imagine you're just standing in line for eternity and never get anywhere. We don't like to wait for, you know, we flick on the lights, we want the lights to come on. If you have like one of those halogen lights or something that takes a while to come up, that's like torture. Come on, get the lights on. We don't like to wait for our kids to come home, you know, keep on looking at the watch. Are they home yet? Are they home yet? We don't like to wait at the doctor's office. This is probably, yani, one of the, for me, this is one of the biggest things. When I go to the doctor's office, I want to like sign in and go in right away. I don't like to sit in the waiting room. And if I sit in the waiting room for more than 5 minutes, I start getting antsy. Come on, my appointment was at 10. It's 10:05 now. You know, why am I not inside yet? So we don't like to wait. Why is waiting so frustrating to us as humans? Do you ever think about it? You're not doing anything? Okay. Assuming that you have, you know, things to do. But there's something more concrete than that. If you're waiting on something, that means what? You don't have what you want? Anxious for a result? Well, no purpose? Actually, it really means that somebody else is in control. Right? If I'm waiting, that means I cannot do it because something else or somebody else has control over this process. And I don't like that. I want to be in control. Right? When I flip the switch, I want that halogen lights to come on right away. Why is it taking, 5 seconds to come on? I want to be in that control. Why do I have to stand in line? Why do I have to wait for the doctor? The doctor should be waiting for me. Right? We as humans don't like that. We want to be in control. We don't like somebody else to be in control of us. So, why must the disciples wait? The Lord told them to wait and not to start preaching until they receive the Holy Spirit. The disciples were a small, fearful community that didn't have any power, if you think about it. They were taught by the Lord. Their power came from the Lord. The Lord is taken away from them. Now they don't have anything. Look, for example, when the Lord, after his crucifixion, and he wasn't always with them after his crucifixion. And before he started appearing to them, they were scared. The doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. Even though they were commissioned and everything like that, and even they heard from Mary Magdalene and from the other Marys and from St. Peter and St. John who went to see the Lord and they saw the tomb. But this is after all of this, they were still afraid and they were assembled inside the inner room. This is when the Lord appeared to them, when the doors were shut. So they had already heard, and some of them has already seen the empty tomb. And some of them, like Mary Magdalene, beheld the Lord 2 times that day. But even with all of that, because they did not have that power, they were afraid and they were hiding. Look at St. Peter before he received the power. Look at his witness, if we can call it a witness. When somebody asked him, "Do you know this man? Do you know this Jesus?" He said what? Then he began to curse and swear, "I do not know the man of whom you speak." This was his witness of the Lord before receiving the power. What is his witness of the Lord after receiving the power? We read that today in the Bruxies. It says, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up." Look at the difference between the witness before and after. Before, they're saying, "Do you know this man?" "No, I don't know this man. I don't even know who you're talking about. Are we talking about this man or that man? I don't know what you're talking about." After the resurrection, after receiving the Holy Spirit, he stood up with all boldness and pointed at the people and said, "You have crucified him. You have put him to death. And God was the one who raised him." A big difference between his witness before and after the power. Imagine if St. Peter had started preaching before receiving the Holy Spirit. I believe he would have, diligently tried to preach as much as he can with the understanding of the resurrection that he knows. But I also have a feeling that when things would have gotten tough, he probably would have backed out. When people would have started to say, "Oh, so you're a disciple of the man that we crucified," he might have thought, "Oh, yeah, maybe I am." Maybe he would have started to shake. But because he received the Holy Spirit, he received the power, he was able to stand up and preach. And how many people were saved in that day? 3,000 people. On the day of the crucifixion, when they arrested the Lord and they asked him, "Do you know this man?" He was not even able to save the maidservant that spoke with him. After receiving the Holy Spirit, he was able to save 3,000 people. Also, the disciples, before receiving the Holy Spirit, sometimes they tend to get the message incorrect that the Lord is trying to get. Again, at the time of the arrest, the message was salvation. The Lord told them that the Son of Man will be arrested, the Son of Man will be crucified, and this is for the salvation. They knew all of that.
But when it time came, when the time came for them to take action, what was their message? Lord, shall we strike with the sword? The message was all confused, all blurry. No, this is not what the Lord was talking about. They missed the message. Sometimes they were engaged in ways that were not of the Lord. When the Lord went to preach in one of the villages and the people rejected him, two of his disciples, two great disciples, St. John and St. James, told the Lord, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them just like Elijah did? Again, the message and the means that they are trying to go by is not what the Lord is trying to teach them. So they have to wait to understand how to do it right. They have a tendency to flee when things get tough. We know this at the time of the arrest. And the young men laid hold of him, and he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. Who's this, by the way? Our great preacher, St. Mark, right? Our great preacher, St. Mark, when it was time for him to witness, and the men came to hold him, to take him with Jesus, he said, forget this, I'm out of here, right? And he was just wearing a cloak. They grabbed the cloak, he ran away naked. So before receiving the power, the disciples did not have power. And so if they had started to minister and preach, that ministry would have been very weak. You've heard this phrase before, right? Hold your horses. This is not what we usually do. But if we restrain ourselves and wait for God's promise to be fulfilled, this is what the Lord wants us to do when he tells us to wait. The fulfillment will come at God's timing, not our own. This is important, and it's very difficult. That, again, we turn the light switch, we want the light to come on right away. We don't want to wait. We ask God for, you know, through a prayer for something, we want that something to happen right away. Why do we have to wait? But the fulfillment of the promise will happen at God's timing, not our timing. He told them, wait in Jerusalem until you receive the power. When is this power? You'll see. You just wait. The Lord did not tell them after 10 days, after 5 days. They didn't give them, you know, any kind of indication. As a matter of fact, they didn't know. They were sitting in the upper room praying, just like any other day. And I'm sure when the wind started to howl and things like that, they were scared. What's going on? It's not like, you know, not even an angel came down and told them, hey, by the way, today, when you're praying, the Holy Spirit is going to come down upon you. No foreknowledge or anything. But it's according to God's timing. Every prayer is answered, but sometimes the answer is wait. Every prayer is answered, but sometimes the answer is wait. This is, you know, there are three answers that we get from prayer. First answer is yes. Second answer is no. Third, and the majority of them are wait, right? And we hate that answer. If it's yes, great. We're going to get what we asked for. If it's no, okay, we're disappointed, but we know the answer. It's no. Lord, should I marry this person? No. Why, Lord? No. Khalas, okay, no. Go find somebody else. Okay? But when the answer is wait, okay, wait, why? Why wait? Wait until how, you know, for how long? A year, a month, 10 years? Wait until what? So, and unfortunately, a lot of the answers come in this format, to wait. We are action-oriented people. We like to do things. We like to move, you know, go and do something. We have plans. We have projects. How does God figure into our plans and our projects? Do we put him in there? And do we ask him what is the right timing for us to do this project? Do we wait for an answer? Do we wait for some direction? Or do we just say, Lord, I have this project. I'm going to do it. Prayer is a request and a response. Prayer is a request and a response. Bishop Yusuf actually talked about this one time, and he gave a very nice lecture about it. Imagine that you pick up the phone and you call your friend and you say, hello, so-and-so, listen, blah, 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 bye. And you hang up. You don't even wait for the person to respond, okay, yes, I agree with you. No, I don't agree with you. Let's do this together, whatever. No, hello, blah, 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 bye. And that's actually what we do in prayer. We stand up and we pray, Lord, blah, 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 blah. Okay, good night. And then we close the prayer and leave. We don't give a chance to the Lord to answer us back. And actually, Sayyidina, he was talking about it, and he said it's very difficult actually for us to wait. right? But we can try, you know, we can try to practice this. I've tried it a few times, and to be honest, I got tired of waiting. But after you pray, wait. You know, don't close the prayer. Just stand in there in silence, get in, and like close everything, close your mind, close your heart, and just wait for the Lord to answer you. Okay, how long am I going to stand there waiting? You know, am I going to stand there for 5 minutes, 10 minutes? You know, I have things to do. I'm not going to stand there all night waiting. But actually, this is the response of the Lord. It may come at any time. But we don't even, yeah, I mean, I'm speaking about myself. It's difficult for us to even wait a few seconds after we pray to hear if the Lord wants to tell us something or not. There is a prayer in the Agbaya. It's the prayer for God's guidance before making a decision. How many of us even know that that prayer is in there? And, okay, one person raised their hand, so at least one person. That's good. Look, I mean, it's a very nice prayer. It's very short, actually. That's not all of it, but this is just an excerpt from it. Lord, you know that I do not know what is good for me, and now that I'm about to start whatever the project is, let it be according to your will. If you see it fit, grant me your blessing to complete it. If not, remove this desire from my heart. Imagine, I mean, we don't have to pray this exact same prayer, but when we have some kind of project, when we have some kind of mission, do we stand up and pray to the Lord and ask Him, we want to do this thing, Lord, what do you think? Should I do it? Should I not do it? If I shouldn't do it, then let me know that I shouldn't do it so I can move on. How many people have heard this phrase, hurry up and wait? Never, because we don't say it. It's like backwards to what, usually we say what, hurry up and do this, right? We don't say hurry up and wait. What about this phrase, don't just do something, stand there. Okay, we don't do that. We say don't just stand there, do something. But actually, if we want to understand how to wait on the Lord, we have to kind of reverse our thinking. Moses was instructed 40 years in the desert. Imagine Moses, 40 years from the time that he got the message that he should be the savior of his people. Why? Because just like the disciples, he had his own way of doing things. Oh, I'm going to save the people, therefore I will kill the Egyptian so I can release the Israelite, the Jew. And the Lord said, no, you need to wait. Okay, Lord, I will wait tomorrow. No, you need to wait 40 years. Okay, so he took him in the desert, and he instructed him for 40 years on how to wait. Imagine, I think I would quit. Lord, find somebody else. I'm not waiting anymore. Nehemiah, I love this character. And actually, for those of you who are in the LEAP program, the book that we're reading about visioneering is all about Nehemiah and how he accomplished his vision. Nehemiah waited 4 months for his prayer to be answered. And what was he praying for? To go out and enjoy his life? He was praying to do God's work, to go and rebuild the city walls of Jerusalem. 4 months after he prayed, he heard the news. He got down on his knees and he prayed to the Lord. And 4 months later, after he probably forgot what he was praying for, 4 months later, the answer came to him. But this taught him how to wait and taught him that he needs to take things according to God's plan. And so now we see a change in the way that Nehemiah does things. When he finally went to Jerusalem, and he entered the city, and you can imagine when he was entering the city, right, he was not just a man walking in by himself that nobody noticed. He walked in with an entourage, right, because the king sent with him soldiers, and they sent with him wood, and they sent with him. So obviously every single person in the city saw Nehemiah walking into the city. And Nehemiah did not go as soon as he got in, and he stood in the square, and he said, listen up, guys, this is what we're going to do. For 3 days, he did not talk to a single person in the city. Can you imagine? All these people saw him walking in with this big entourage and wondering what's going on. And for 3 days, he made them wait. Why? We read this in Nehemiah chapter 2. So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. So for 3 days, he didn't do anything. Then I arose in the night, I and a few men with me, and I told no one what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. What was he doing during this time? He was waiting, but he was observing. And he went around and he looked at the state of the wall that Jerusalem was in. How bad is it? He heard about it, but now he was looking at it. He was seeing it. He was taking notes. Okay, this section is completely ruined. There is no way we can do this. We're going to have to completely remove this. Yeah, this part can be, salvaged. We can use some of this. He was making an assessment of his project, of his plan. And to do that, he needed to wait. And so he was taught, because he waited 4 months, now it was very easy for him to wait 3 days before he even spoke to the people. Sometimes the Lord asks us to wait because we need to be re-instructed from the beginning. This happens to the disciples of Emmaus, the two disciples that the Lord appeared to them on the road to Emmaus after his resurrection. They misunderstood the whole mission of Christ. What did they tell him? But we were hoping that he was going to redeem Israel. Now, they have heard of the resurrection. And actually, they told the Lord that even some from among us said that they have seen the risen Lord. So they heard, and some among them, so the disciples, you know, Peter and John and Mary Magdalene, some of them have seen the risen Lord, and some of them went to the tomb, and they saw the empty tomb. But these two disciples were still lost. And they told them, but we were hoping that he was the one who's going to redeem us. He's not the one. Well, I guess we have to wait for another. That was the message that they understood. And so Jesus had to start all over again from the beginning to teach them. What does the scripture say? He told them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses, okay, let's start from Genesis. Beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he expanded to them in all the scripture and the things concerning himself. So he said, okay, guys, let's start from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. What? We are the disciples. We are going to be the pillars of the church. We are going to be the patriarchs, the bishops of the new church. Well, you have to start from the beginning because obviously you missed the point. And imagine, Keda, if we have to, you know, if a bishop or a patriarch, after serving for some time, and they said to him, Sayyidina, you need to start from Genesis again because you missed the message. That's what happened to these two disciples, because they missed the point. And so the Lord has to start from the beginning again. Waiting for the Lord is not an easy thing. Daniel waited 3 weeks to understand God's message. He saw a vision. And so he asked the Lord, explain to me your message. And then he waited 3 weeks. It's not like he was asking for something personal. It says, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant food, nor meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Waiting on the Lord patiently is not an easy thing. It's very difficult. It requires faith and trust that God has a timing for everything. And there is a reason for his silence. And so we need to wait on the Lord. Why does the Lord make us wait? We'll go through this very quickly. There's a couple of points. He may make us wait to give us a blessing. To give us a blessing. Hannah waited for a very long time for the Lord to open her womb. And she prayed and she prayed and she prayed and she prayed. And the Lord was silent. And he said, wait, 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 wait. Until to the point where she was frustrated, right? She was, you know, when we read in the book of Samuel, she was like struggling with the Lord in the temple to the point where Eli, the priest, thought that she was drunk. She's like talking to herself, okay? She was frustrated. But the Lord said, wait, wait, wait. And at the end, he gave her Samuel and he gave her a blessing. Maybe if Samuel had been born many years before, He would have turned out to be a nobody. We wouldn't have known of this Samuel. But this was the timing that the Lord wanted for this person to be born and to be a blessing and for his mother to receive the blessing. Now who's Samuel? Samuel is the greatest prophet. Samuel is the anointer of kings and the anointer of prophets. In Psalm 99, we read this about Samuel. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. When these people, like Samuel, called upon the Lord, he answered them. We didn't read about this about Samuel's half brothers from his father's other wife. We don't even know their names, right? But we know this about Samuel. The Lord told Hannah, wait. Finally, I will give you a blessing. So it could be that God is trying to give us a blessing. It could be that God is trying to teach us to submit to His will. The children of Israel lived in Egypt for 400 years waiting for a Savior. And they cried to the Lord every day because the Egyptians were punishing them. They were tormenting them. And the Lord said, wait. Until they were ready to do whatever the Lord told them. He was teaching them to submit. They've waited 400 years. When He tells them, wait another week because I'm going to do these plagues on the Egyptians, they said, sure, that's another week. To the point where they just blindly obeyed the Lord, right? And when they were in front of the Red Sea, what happened? Moses told them, do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea. Actually, if I was reading this and I didn't know about this, I would say these people are crazy. Who would go into the midst of the sea? Even if somebody opened the sea for me, I'm not going to go in there. You go in there first, right? And we know Moses stood on the rock and he parted the sea with his staff and he waited and the people crossed. Who's the crazy person that went into the sea first? That person had great faith and had great obedience. And this came from waiting for this time. Okay, Lord, I've waited all this time. You've shown me great powers. I will cross the Red Sea. Maybe the Lord is trying to help us to grow into some kind of virtue. Job, the example of Job, he was a righteous man. We know that. The Lord Himself testified that he was a perfect man. But the Lord wanted him to understand that nobody's perfect except the Lord. And so He allowed him to be tormented, and He allowed Satan to test him to the point where Job grew in his virtue until finally in the last chapter, what does he say? I have heard of you by hearing of the ear. I've heard of you, but now my eye sees you. Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Once he pronounced this, the Lord said, you've done it. You completed the test. Now I will remove the temptation away from you. I will remove the test from you. You have achieved the goal that I have wanted to do with you. So it could be that the Lord is waiting because He's helping us to grow in some kind of virtue. And it could be that He wants us just to pray more. You know, because once He grants us what we want, why do I have to pray? I already passed the test that I was praying for like 7 months now. Why do I have to pray anymore? But maybe if I keep waiting, I keep praying. Every prayer is answered. And the example that we read about Daniel, when he prayed and he waited 3 weeks before he got the answer, when the angel appeared to him, then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard. I have come because of your words. From the first day, yes, your prayer was answered from the first day, but the answer was wait. And 3 weeks later, the answer became yes, but at the beginning it was wait. And so continue to pray for 3 more weeks until I actually, fulfill the answer. So waiting on the Lord, in the book of Acts, the Lord told His disciples to wait. He commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. The Lord commanded His holy disciples to wait for several reasons. They were not ready for the mission. We saw that they were still fearful. They weren't really understanding exactly what the mission should be. They needed support and power from the Father. They had a short-sighted vision, but just preach here. No, the Lord wants them to preach everywhere. And they needed re-instruction. They needed to understand from the beginning what they need to be preaching. And we, like them, we need to learn to wait. We need to learn to listen to God's response to our requests. Think of, Sayyidina's analogy of a phone call. You pick up the phone, you talk to somebody, then you hang up without listening to the response. We need to learn how to wait for God to answer our prayer. We need to gain His support And we need to inspect and understand the mission before us. Just like Nehemiah, he entered into the city for 3 days. He did not talk to the people, but he was waiting and he was looking and inspecting. Why does God make us wait? It could be because he's trying to give us a blessing, to teach us to submit to his will, to help us to grow in a virtue, or to increase our prayer time with him. And glory be to God forever. Amen. If you have any questions, wait until...
Let's pray now, please. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for everything concerning everything and in everything. We ask you, Lord, to help us to understand how to wait upon you and how to increase in our virtues and what this may benefit us in our spiritual life. We ask you, Lord, to open our minds and to fulfill us with the promises that you have promised us, even if that promise may take some time, because it is according to your own timing and not according to our own timing. We ask you, Lord, to be with us, to guide us, to help us in our service and everything that we do, and to help those whom we serve. Amen.
Finally, O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now, the Lord God, the Father's grace, only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, give fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit. Be with you all. Go in peace. Peace, O Lord, be with you all. Amen.
معلش يا جماعة تنبيه بس نسينا نقول عليه الأسبوع 23-26 في الفايت الميدل سكول محتاجين ميل شبرون عشان يقضي الثلاث أيام مع الأولاد اللي ما عندوش شغل ويقدر يفولنتير الثلاث أيام دول ياريت يعني يدي اسمه الميرة شوي سنينانا اللي أخينا فراني مبيوتني مبشيرين بدنما اسو وابونوتي نوتي منزو سابتري كيكي وجيب نماتي كانين كيكي السوس ونسونون أمين Prayers of the ninth hour of the blessed day offer to Christ our King and our God, beseeching him to forgive us our sins from the Psalms. For our father David the prophet and the king, may his blessings be upon us all. Amen.
Amen. And the apostles, when they had returned, told him all what they had done, and then he took them and went aside privately into a deserted place, belonging to a city called Bethsaida. And the multitude, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God, and healed those who had in need of healing. And when the day began to wear away, the 12 came and said to him, Send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country and round about and lodge and get provisions, for we are here in a deserted place. But he said unto them, You give them to eat. And they said, We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish. Unless we go and buy food for all these people, for they are about 5,000 men. And he said to the disciples, Make them sit down in groups of 50. And they did so and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And looking up to heaven, he blessed them and broke and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they ate and they were filled. And the 12 baskets of remaining fragments were taken up by them.
والمجد لنا دائما ابدا من تنشط مقبره السوس نبيكوتنا السوس نماس وابجيك تونك السوس يمون ناينان يا من زاق المات بالجسد وقت الساعة سنجد نحن الخطاة متحوصنا جسمانيا والمسيح الآن ونجدنا فلا نتوسل قدامك يا رب قولا فهم تدخل الباطل حضرك كلماتك أحيني سبت ريك أيوكي يا من أسلم الروح في يد الآب عندما علقت على الصليب وقت الساعة 9 عدت الاسم مصلوب معك تدخل الفردوس لا تغفل عني والصالح ولتزلني أنا الضال بل قدس نفسي وضيفهم واجعلني شريكا لنعمة أسرارك المحية لكما زغت من إحساناتك وقدم لك تسبيع بغير فطور مشتاق لبائك أفضل من كل شيء والمسيح الله نوانجينا يا من ولدتنا البتول من أجلنا واحتملت الصلب يا الصالح أخذت الموت بموتك أظهرت القيامة بقيامتك الأطارد يا الله عنا الذين قبلتهم بيديك أظهر محبتك للبشر أيها الصالح اقبل من ولدك شفاعة من أجلنا يا مخلص الشعب متواضعا لا تتركنا الانقضاء ولا تسلمنا الى الدهر ولا تنقض عادك ولا تنزع عنا رحمتك من اجل ابراهيم حبيبك واسحاق عبدك واسرائيل قديسك.
When the thief saw the Prince of Life hung on the cross, he said, had not the one crucified with us been God incarnate, the Son would not have strayed nor the earth of quake trembling, but you are the Almighty One who endures all things. Remember me, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom. O you accepted unto him the confession of the thief on the cross. Accept the Son to you, O God, when we who deserve the sentence of death because of our sins. We all confess our sins with him, acknowledging your divinity, and cry with him, saying, remember us, O Lord, when you come into your sin. When the mother saw the Lamb and Shepherd, the Savior of the world, hung on the cross, she said, while weeping, the world rejoices in receiving salvation, and my heart burns as I look at your crucifixion, which you are enduring for the sake of all my Son and my God.
We ask you, O Lord, to hear us, submit upon us, to forgive us our sins, amen. Holy, 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 Lord, the Son of heaven and earth, have holy, for glory and honor.
God the Father, the Pontificator, Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord God of hosts, be with us, for we have no helper in our hardships and tribulations, but you absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, our transgressions, those that you have committed willingly, and those that you have committed unwillingly, those that you have committed knowingly, and those that you have committed unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest. O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The prayers of the 11th hour, this blessed day, we offer to Christ our King and our God, beseech him to give us our sins. From the Psalms of our Father, David the prophet and King, is blessed and be with us all. Amen. Holy, 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 the gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke, is blessed and be with us all. Amen.
And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they requested him concerning her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and he left her. And immediately she arose and served them. When the sun was setting, all those who had any sickness with diverse diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them, and he healed them. And the devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, you are the Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuking them did not allow them to speak, for they knew that he was Christ.
And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Mary, saint, be fulfilled in peace. We worship you, O Christ, our God, with your good Father and Holy Spirit. For you have risen and saved us. If the righteous one is scarcely saved, the wretched lies the sinner appear the burden here that day. I did not endure because of the weakness of my humanity. But, O merciful God, count me with the fellows of the 11th hour. Behold, in iniquity I was conceived, and this is my mother bore me. Therefore, I do not dare to lift up my eyes to heaven, but rather I rely on the abundance of your mercy and love for mankind, crying out and saying, O God, forgive me, a sinner, and have mercy on me. Hasten, O Savior, to open to me the fatherly bosoms, for I wasted my life in pleasure and lust, and the day has passed by me and vanished. Therefore, now I rely on the riches of your never-ending compassion. So then, do not forsake a submissive heart which is in need of your mercy, for unto you I cry, O Lord, humbly, Father, I have sinned against heaven before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son, so make me as one of your hired servants. Every iniquity I did with prudence and activity, and every sin I committed with eagerness and diligence, and of all torments and judgments I am worthy. Therefore, prepare for me the ways of repentance, O Lady the Virgin. For to you I appeal, and through you I seek intercession. Upon you I call to help me, lest I might be put to shame. And when my soul departs my body, attend to me, and defeat the conspiracy of the enemies, and shut the gates of Hades, lest they will swallow my soul. You blameless bride, the true bridegroom, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, amen. Kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son. Kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son. Kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son. Kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son. Kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son. Kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son. Kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son. Kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son. Kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son. Kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son. Kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son. Kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son. Kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son. Kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son. Kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son, kiriye lai son. Kiriye lai son,
place. Oh,
holy, 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 Lord of Sabaoth, heaven and earth,
have glory and honor. Have mercy on us, O God the Father, upon the Creator, Holy Trinity, have mercy on us, O Lord God of hosts, be with us. We have known about hardships and tribulations by you. Absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, our transgressions, those which have committed willingly and those which have committed unwillingly, those which have committed knowingly and those which have committed unknowingly, then and manifest, O Lord, forgive us, save, for your name is called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, O Lord, on the cross our sins.
Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, the kingdom come, thy will be done, earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus our Lord, thine the kingdom, power, the glory, forever. Amen.
Amen. Prayers of the 12th hour of the blessed day. We offer to Christ our King and our God, beseeching him to forgive us our sins from the Psalms of our Father David, the Prophet and the King. May his blessings be upon us all. Amen. Holy, 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 the Holy Gospel according to Saint Luke. May his blessings be upon us all. Amen.
And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen Christ the Lord. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when his parents brought in the child to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light for the revelation of the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.
Glory be to God forever and ever. Amin. Tenor shema gober Christos, nebi kutena Asus, nebi maestu ev, žijak ton, kak soti umon, nainan.
Behold, I'm about to stand before the just judge, terrified and trembling because of my many sins, for a life spent in pleasures deserves condemnation. But repent, O my soul, so long as you dwell on this earth, for inside the grave dust does not praise, and in death no one remembers, neither in Hades does anyone give thanks. Therefore, arise from the slumber of laziness, and entreat the Savior, repenting and saying, God have mercy on me and save me. If life were everlasting and this world ever existing, you would have an excuse, O my soul. But if your wicked deeds and ugly evils were exposed before the just judge, what answer would you give while you are lying on the bed of sins, negligent and disciplining the flesh? O Christ our God, before your awesome seat of judgment, I am terrified, and before your counsel of judgment I submit, and from the light of your divine radiance I tremble. I, the wretched and defiled, who lies on my bed negligent in my life, but I take example of the publican, beating my chest and saying, O God, forgive me and have mercy on me, a sinner. O Holy Virgin, overshadow your servant with your instant help and keep the waves of evil thoughts away from me, and raise up my ailing soul for prayer and vigil, for it has gone into a deep sleep. For you are a capable, compassionate, and helpful mother, the bearer of the fountain of life, my King and my God, Jesus Christ, my hope.
We ask you, Lord, for grace and mercy upon us, and forgive us our sins, amen. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Holy, holy, holy Lord of Sabaoth, heaven and earth, are full of your glory and honor. Have mercy on us, O God the Father, upon the Creator.
O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us, O Lord God of hosts, be with us, for we have no helper in hardships and tribulations but you. Absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, transgressions, those which have committed willingly and those which have committed unwillingly, those which have committed knowingly and those which have committed unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest. O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
On earth as in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
هو دلوقتي هنبتدي التسبيحة السجدة وبعد كده في السجدة الأولى والثانية والثالثة. النهاردة من الأيام اللي هي بنذكر فيها المتنيحين سرا. فبعد التسبيحة ما تخلص بيبقى فيه مكان كده بنحط فيه فحم وبخور. أبونا بيطلع يحط فيه بخور في أول السجدة الأولى والثانية والثالثة. If you have any names you want to mention, write them in a paper and hand them to deacons. يوصلهم لنا كده. أي أسامي متنيحين بس بيذكروا سرا في أثناء بدايات السجدة الاولى او الثانيه او الثالثه. هنبتدي التسبيحه ويعني البروسيس دي ممكن تحصل وانتم بتصلوا. اللي عايز يبعت اسامي لقدام هنا نذكر الاسماء دي في بدايه الصلاه. أمين لليك يا ليسون
يا ليسون كي يا ليسون
ويمشي سيبول خني في يوم يللو يزمر وخني تشوسي
اسمو ورف نفهان جيلو ستيرو يللو يزمر ورف نفزنا مستيرو
اسمو ورف بيرين بيو يللو يزمر سيو تيرو انت بيويني
اسمو ورف نفهو انت نفهو يللو نمني كما اوصاب شو ينفهو
همارو اسمو تيرو ابران مبشو يسللو يا جنت بفقوسو ابشو بي
انسو بابو نهنو افصن تلل افتحو ويراتو شايني نمشايني انت بييني
افقو نهنو انفسيني يللو يا زمو بشو سبو الخين بكاي
ني ازراكو نهم نينو انتيرو يللو او كروم او ال او شيون او خستل او ابن مصر سيون يتيريم بفساجي
نيتو تتشوزي نم نيكالام فوتيرو اللو ياني انشرون فايو تاهنم نيشن سفيتيرو
نيتي ريون نم نيتفن اوي تيرو اللو نيت شطفن من هالاتيتو ينتن
نيرو انت بكاين امني لو سيرو اللو ياني ارخون من رفتيها بتيرو انت بكاين
انخل شيرين مهان بارثين اسللو يا انخلوين مهان الووي
مارو اسمو تيرو افران مبچو يسللو يا جيبتو سنجب افران مابات
افون هبول شبجين بكاين اين ريخن دبي هل يفنى شي سيم ابتا بنت بفلاوس
او اسمو تنيثو امتيرو انتا فللو ياني انشيرن بسرع بلاوس ادخنتيرو
الليلو يا الليلو يا الليلو قوي مبشو يسخين او قوم فيو يا الليلو يا جاري بفز مختك كليسي انتنيث او او
ماربو نوفن جب سرايل هي جن فيه تفتامي او فللو ياني انشيرن سر مرثلي لي جنبورو
مارو ازمو بفرانث او او خن او خورس الليلو خنو كيم كيم نمو صالتي ريمار ورب صالينيرو
جيم شويز ناتي ماتي جيم بفلاو سلل ياف ناتي سينيم نراشن او غاي
ابشو شمون جنيف او وابخن او او قللو بسلي لما هو هي جن وما ننكت
نتشي سنت ابنوتي اتكي خن تشفو في قللو يا هاتي بن رويس نابت كي خن او جي
ابجن ايرن او اتشي ام ابشيش خني اثنى صليلو يا لما صوهي خني لاوس
ابا جنسون انها نورو انا بزي صليلو يا من النية طيوت خنباسي سنجي كمبني بي
اب جنئير انخيتو انو هاب افس خيوت الليلو يا فايو فايف شوف خني سو ابتيرو انتف
الليلو يا الليلو يا الليلو يا اسمو ابنوتي حنيثو امتيرو انتف الليلو يا
اسمو ويروف خن بيتقرو انت تفقوم الليلو يا
اسمو ويروف اريجن تفمن قري الليلو يا
اسمو ويروف كطيب اشا انت تفمت نشت الليلو يا
اسمو ويرون واسمي انسل بنوز الليلو يا
اسمو ويروف خنوف سالتيريون نمو كيثار الليلو يا
اسمو ويروف خنان كم كم نمان خوراس الليلو يا
اسمو ويروف خنان كاب نمو رهنون الليلو يا
اسمو ويروف خنان كم فالون نسيتو اسمي الليلو يا
اسمو ويروف خنان كم فالون انتو اشليلو يا الليلو يا
نيفي نيفن مارو اسمو تينو يا افران ابشو اسمن نوتي الليلو
سكسبت فيك ايوك اقيو ابن الماتي الليلو يا
كنين كاين كسوسي ونستوني ونامين الليلو يا
الليلو يا الليلو يا سكساسي اوسي اوسيمو الليلو
الليلو يا الليلو يا بيو وفا بنوتي بي الليلو يا
Aina hosna kebshois chenonai nemo methemi jem thog biref sunti bibnev mambarak liton kolli ayun fahmi tantig bagab lienna kasanata khalasa arruhil muazzi.
The human race praises your resurrection to the heavens, the spirit of comfort. David, the king of Jerusalem, said he rode on the cherubim, the spirit of comfort.
Halleli l'Rabbi, ayyat warasa, wassultat walkarasi, wassiyada, sirruh al-muazzi, na'am haqqan sa'ad, ila al-samawad.
We also praise you and bless you and worship you, the spirit of comfort. Rejoice to the Lord God with mercy and truth, for the ascended to heaven, the spirit of comfort.
Yuhanna natq bilahiyyat qala fi ingili inni ra'ayt al-masih al-ruh al-mu'zi wa aydan a'lamna butrus min fami inna usada ila sama al-ruh al-mu'zi.
Luke the physician wrote in the book of Acts, this is Jesus, the spirit of comfort. Mark the beholder of God, likewise said he sat at the right hand of his Father, the spirit of comfort.
لقوة السماوية خرت وسادت له السمائيون والأرضيون روح تباركت أيها الملك في خديقاتك يا ذا السلطان والغلب الروح المعزي.
Glory and thanksgiving are due to you, O true one, because you sent a great spirit of comfort, the spirit the paraclete as tongues of fire in the upper room of Zion, spirit of comfort.
كل أسماء القبائل ولغات الأنس من قبل قوة الثالوث الروح معزي. اسمعوا قولي يؤيل النبي عن هذا اليوم بمبارك الروح المعزي.
At the end of days I will send my spirit on every flesh I created, the spirit of comfort. We send you every blessing and every praise with David the prophet, the spirit of comfort.
الله الجالس على الشيروبيم ظهر أمام إفرايم وبنيامين ومنسى الروح المعز. قدس 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 أيها الملك السماوي مع روحك القدس الروح المعزي.
O Savior of the world and giver of life, come and dwell in us, the spirit of comfort. Be patient with me, O only begotten Son, because I have sinned against you, the spirit of comfort.
Ipon an chanso tieti ebros if she marnes mo eberon in tebe shoy sisos. Bless you. Ethren o se rok ne begotten asos nem bebnem maso ab jak ton kak so tiem mo. Tvike yo ke age yob nem mati ke ni ke ai ke sos. Simoti Urzike also say at his marot, Henni, hey, O me, just my snotty and skinny. While Asherat Kalimat has he here, and Maktu better be as Baallah.
Jesus Christ
has a lesson to guess at Minkibar Tari, Wasara, Wasit, and Lea Dingadi.
Through the shedding of his holy blood, he purified the faithful to be justified people.
Mena Glea Zakulwa Hadiaz Mukesayed, Ela and Kudisa Kulahin.
And we also pray that we may win mercy through your intercession with the lover of mankind.
Maniak Duran Yantuk Bakaramat al Kubbala Tisana, Musa Alaga Balsina.
He made it with glory as commanded by the Lord according to the pattern shown unto him.
تلك التي كان هارون وبنو يخدمون فيها بمثل العلا والظل السمائية.
They likened it to you, O Virgin Mary, the true tabernacle wherein dwelt God. For they spoke of you with great honor, O holy city of the great king.
Never is vain to
the The ark overlaid round about with gold that was made with wood that would not decay.
سبق أن دلنا على الله الكلمة الذي صار إنسانا بغير افتراء.
One nature out of two, a holy divinity, co-essential with the Father and incorruptible.
وأنا مستحيل غير مبادا موسى من لنا كالتدبير.
This which he has taken from you undefiled, he made one with him as a hypostasis.
من أجل هذا كل واحد يعظمك يا سيد ورد إلى القدس كل حين.
And we also pray that we may win mercy through your intercession, lover of mankind.
كل الأنفس معاً من بني إسرائيل قدامك بين إلى قبة الرب.
Gold and silver and precious stone, purple and scarlet and fine linen.
صنعوا تابوتاً من خشب لا يسوس وصفحوا بالذهب داخلاً وخارجاً.
You too, O Mary, are clothed with the glory of the divinity within and without.
لأنك قدمتي شعباً كثيراً لله ابنك من قبل طهارتك.
Wherefore we magnify you fittingly with prophetic hymnology. We entreat and pray that we may win mercy through your intercession, the lover of mankind. Was a symbol of God the Word, who was incarnate of you without change, O undefiled.
لخطايانا وغفرا لأثامنا.
Wherefore everyone magnifies you, my lady, the mother of God, the ever holy.
ونحن أيضا نطلب أن نفوز برحمة بشفاء عند محب البشر.
The two golden cherubim continually cover with their wings the mercy seat.
ظليل على موضع
You too, O Mary, thousands of thousands and myriads of myriads overshadow you.
مسبحين خالقهم وهو في بر هذا الذي خشه بأن مخلقية والتغيير.
Wherefore we magnify fittingly with prophetic hymnology.
لأنهم تكلموا من أجلك بأعمال كريمة إيات المدينة المقدسة التي للملك العظيم.
We entreat and pray that we may win mercy through your intercession, the lover of mankind.
التي هي قيس الذهب النقي المخبز من
The bread of life which came down for us from heaven and gave life unto the world. And we also pray that we may win mercy through your intercession with the lover of mankind. For that was kept in the tabernacle as a testimony to the children of Israel.
صنع معهم الرب الإله في برية سيناء.
You too, O Mary, have carried in your womb the rational manna that came from the Father. Wherefore we magnify fittingly with prophetic hymnology.
لأنهم تكلموا من أجلك بأعمال كريمة إيات المدينة المقدسة التي للملك العظيم.
We entreat and pray that we may win mercy through your intercession. The lover of mankind. That is the unapproachable light of the world that proceeds from the unapproachable light.
الإله الحق من الإله الحق الذي تجسد منك بغير تغيير.
By his coming he gave sight to us, we who were sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death.
وقوم أرجلنا إلى طريق السلام بشركة أسرار المقدسة.
Wherefore everyone magnifies you, O my lady, the mother of God, the ever holy.
ونحن أيضا نطلب أن برحمة بشفاعتك عند محب البشر.
All the ranks on high cannot resemble you, O golden lampstand that carries the true light.
فتلك صنعات من ذهب طار يوضعت في القبة.
That was managed by the hands of men who brought forth its lamps by day and by night.
الذي في بطنك يا مريم العذراء أضاء لكل آت إلى العالم.
For he whom you gave birth to is the son of righteousness, and he has healed us of all our sins.
من أجل هذا نعظمك باستحقاق بتمجيد نبوية.
For they spoke of you with great honor, O holy city of the great king.
نسأل ونطلب أن نفوز بشفاعتك عند محب البشر.
You are the censer made of pure gold, carrying the blessed and live coal.
الذي يخاز من المذبح يطهر الخط
which is God the Word, who was incarnate of you and offered himself as incense to God his Father. And we also pray that we may win mercy through your intercession, the lover of mankind. For therein is offered the chosen incense before the holies.
وارفع الله هنا خطايا قبل المحرقات ورائحة البخور.
You too, O Mary, have carried in your womb the invisible word of the Father.
هذا الذي أصنع ذات ذبيحة مقبولة على الصليب عن خطايانا.
You too.
Are
you befitting the prophetic hymnology?
نعم تكلموا من أجلك بأعمال كريمة أيات المدينة المقدسة التي للملك العظيم.
We entreat and pray that we may win mercy through your intercession with the
الآن يا سيد تطلق عدك بالسلام حسب قولك لأن عنيك أبصرت خلاصك الذي أعددت قدام جميع الشعوب نورا تجلى لهم مجدا لشعبك إسرائيل والمجد لنا دائما أبديا أمين.
Shirene mayet churum biet nesasiet asmisi norm evnodi bilogos.
أنت يا زهرة البخور التي ناعت من أصل يسا.
فارو فيري إيفول خرست شوني متسو إيفوي أنتي بوسني.
يا رلالة المسيح إلهنا بالحقيقة بغير زرع بشر وأنت عزرا.
إز بيفايون نيفن تتشيسي إموتا شوش صوتك.
Aaron Hunton Tobes Rinshashni Evnai Hitten Nebrisbe and Totem Iromi
Motor Ziki also say it of Maria Shmas, Notin Skin and Tenny, and so
Tilka Maldofia, Saharun was Zahra Mukadessa, Latil Bahu,
Golem Beto, Sahunim Saur Skin in Kasar.
ثم طلع على وصفوف الأبرار يمجدون طباويتك. لأن نمتك اليوم من أجلك بعمل كريم يا سرمدي المقدسة للملك العظيم. سبع مرات في اليوم أبارك اسمك من سبع مرات كل يوم من كل قلبي وبارك اسمك يا رب الكل. يسوع المسيح إلهنا الحقيقي الذي أتى من أجل خلصنا متجسدا. وقلب حزننا وكل ضيقنا إلى فرح قلب وتهلي الكل. ونصر صوت التهلي القائل السلام لك يا مريم أم
عمانوئيل.
سلام لك يا مريم رحابي للباس. سلام لك يا مريم العذراء الحقية. سلام لك يا مريم خلاص نوى. سلام لك يا مريم غير الدنس الهادئة.
شيريني مريم بموتن أفرام. شيريني مريم بكلو من أتلوم. شيريني مريم بصوتن ساك بسوار.
سلام لك يا مريم تالي ليعقوب. سلام لك يا مريم روات مضاعفة. سلام لك يا مريم فخر يهوذا. سلام لك يا مريم يا أم السيد. سلام لك يا مريم ثابت أيوب الباس. سلام لك يا مريم الحجار الكريم. سلام لك يا مريم يا أم الحبيب. سلام لك يا مريم ابنة الملك داود. سلام لك يا مريم علم حسخية. سلام لك يا مريم نعمة دانية. سلام لك يا مريم قوة إيليا. سلام لك يا مريم نعمة إليشا.
مريم
السلام لمريم الذي شهد لها جميع الأنبياء وقالوا وصل الله الكلمة التي تجسد منك بوحدانية لا ينطق بمثلها. حملت وولدت بغير مبادة ابن العلي الكلمة الذاتي بصلواتها وشفاعتها افتح لنا يا رب باب الكنيسة. دعيتي يا مريم العذراء الزهرة المقدسة التي للبخور. مثل عصا هارون الكاهن أظهرت وأوساخ الثمرة. فلهذا نمجدك كوالدة الإله اسألي ابنك ليغفر لنا.
أنت مستحقة أكثر من جميع قدسين أن تطلبي عنا يوم مرتلئ نعمة.
You are exalted more than the patriarchs and honored more than the prophets.
ولك سعيا بدلة أكثر من الشيروبيم.
For you are truly the pride of our race and the intercessor of our souls.
اشفعي فينا من مخلصنا لكي يثبتنا في الإيمان المستقيم.
That he may grant us the forgiveness of our sins in order to win mercy through your intercession.
والأسماء العليا التي الغير متجسدين أولو في المال كورس الملائكة.
They did not attain your high blessedness, O who is clothed in the glory of the Lord of hosts.
أنت مضيء أكثر من الشمس ولامع أكثر من الشيروبيم.
And the seraphim with the six wings which are joyfully hovering over you.
مجدك يا مريم أرفع من السماء وأنت أكثر from the earth.
For you are truly the real path leading up to the heavens.
لبست الفرح والتهليل وتمنطقتي بالقوة يا ابن الصيون.
Oh, was filled with the garments of the heavenly so that you covered Adam with the garments of grace.
ورديتي مرة أخرى إلى الفردوس موضع الفرح مسكن الصديقين.
A true tabernacle is Mary the Virgin placed in its midst the true testimonies.
الطبول غير الدانيس المصفح بالزه من كل ناحية والغطاء الكروبي.
The golden palm where the manna was hidden, behold the word of the Father came to the incarnate of you.
نار الزابية حامل النور الحقيقي الذي هو نور العالم الذي لا يدنى منه.
The golden censer carrying the live coal and the chosen incense with a rich aroma.
عصا هارون التي أظهر والزهرة المقدسة التي للبخور.
All these together direct us to the miraculous birth of Virgin Mary.
زينت نفوسنا يا موسى النبي بكرامة القبة التي زينت.
The first tabernacle which Moses had made was the place for the forgiveness for the children of Israel.
صنعها بما كقول الرب وكجميع المثل التي أعلمه بها.
There was an ark in the tabernacle overlaid with gold within and without.
كان في القبة غطاء كروبز يصلي لنا عليه.
There was a golden pot in the tabernacle, and the measure of the manna was hidden in it.
كان في القبة منارة من ذهب وسبع سرك تضيء عليها.
There was a golden censer in the tabernacle, and the chosen aloe was in its midst.
كان في القبة زهرت بخور يستنشق راحتها جميع البيت إسرائيل.
There was the rod of Aaron in the tabernacle, this which had blossomed without planting or watering.
كان في القبة مائدة ذهبية وخبز تخدم موضوعا عليها.
There was a high priest in the tabernacle offering sacrifices on account of the people's sins.
إذا اشتدت راحتها ضابت الكل يرفعون لخطايا الشعب.
Through the Mary, the daughter of Joachim, we learned of the true sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins.
من يقدر أن يصف التي زين النبي.
When the chosen scholars of the holy book saw it, they were greatly amazed.
وفكروا بفهمهم السامي وفسروها من الكتب المقدسة.
They called Mary, the daughter of Joachim, the true tabernacle of the Lord of hosts.
شبهوا التابوت العذراء وذهب المختار بطهارتها.
They liken the mercy seat to the virgin, the cherubim of glory overshadowing her.
شبهوا القسط الذهبي بالعذراء وكيلة المن بمخلصنا.
They liken the golden candlestand to the church, and the seven lamps to its seven orders.
شبه المجمرة الذهبية بالعذراء وعنبرها بعمانوي.
They liken the flower of incense to Mary the queen, and the chosen incense to her virginity.
شبه عصاها بخشبات الصليب التي صلب ربي عليها حتى خلصنا.
They liken the golden table to the altar, and the oblation bread to the body of the Lord.
شبه رئيس الكهنة بمخلصنا ذبيحة الحقيقية المغفرة الخطايا.
He who offered himself as acceptable sacrifice upon the cross for the salvation of our race.
فاشتمه أبو الصالح وقت المساء على الجلجوسة.
He opened the gates of paradise and restored Adam to his authority.
توني أمك kevshoi en tog bevnoti emmi et ir en haneshviri.
You revealed your power to the people and you saved your people with your
arms.
And granted us again the freedom as a good God, for you have risen and saved us.
المسيح إلنا قام من الموت وهو باكورة الرقيدين.
He appeared to Mary Magdalene and spoke to her and likewise said,
علمي إخوتي أن يذهبوا إلى الجليل هناك يرونني.
So Mary came forth to the disciples and told them she had seen the Lord and that he told her so.
كان بالحقيقة اتمام القديسة مريم المجدلية حسنا.
She came to the tomb on the first day of the week seeking earnestly the resurrection of the Lord.
رأت الملك جالسا على الحجر صريخا قائلا قد قام ليس هو هاهنا.
The Byzantion of an worship all him goem music is marot hoba choisi so shek tom kak so ti emor.
Iknayo beno ti hanat shibi emor o shemash. Engenic Mitchini.
All the raindrops are counted by you, and the sand of the sea is before your eyes.
فكم بالحري خطايا نفسي هذه الظاهر أمامك يا ربي.
The sins that I have committed, do not remember my Lord, and do not count my iniquities.
العشر اخترت والزنيا خلصت.
And I to the sinner teach me, O my Lord, to offer repentance.
لأنك لا تشاء موت الخاطي مثل أن يرجع وتحيا نفسه.
Restore us, O God, to your salvation and deal with us according to your goodness.
لأنك لا أنت فاتحون وراحو.
Have compassion upon us, O Lord God, our Savior, and have mercy upon us according to your great mercy.
My peace
I give to you, the peace of my Father I leave with
you.
Emmanuel
ben Noti Chenten Miti Tino Chenebo Ente Befio Nember Neumasua
Entefez Moero Tiren Entovo Enen Iltif Tarto Nishon Enten Enepsikinem Nensoma
Roshtem Moko Becherestos Nembekio Tenagasos Nembeb Neu Masoak Jeak Ton Kak Soti Emmon.
Eleison Imasa Theos of Patea Pignatrias, Eleison Imasa of Choice of Note and Tenigom Shobidi Man, O Lord of Hosts, we have no helper in the hearts of tribulations but you. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, saying, Our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses. Trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for it.
En be Christos Isos be en shoy.
Shlir eflogison. Here in Epasi.
Itom neumati. Yeah.
Shvem Ot Tot Trevet Tanef Uan Nait Vnod Vyotem Ben Choyz O Ben Noti O Ben Sotiri Sos Bechresos Zhe Afiris Kipazini Gona Fir Votin Afare Shubni Afti Asuen Afti Tudere Menten Shahri Etai Onotai Entof On Marit Vrobost Farieron Chem Bait Vafayim Niotirin Tevenon Chen Hirin Iven Dbi Bantu Kratorem Choyz Ben Noti We thank you for everything, concerning everything and in everything, for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints. For thou which is good on our behalf at all times, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising up of enemies hidden and manifest. Take them away from us and from all your people, and from this church and from this your holy place. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for it is you have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy.
Emmanuel, Beno, Oti, Henten, Mi, Have mercy upon me, O God,
according to your great mercy and according to the multitude of your compassions. Blot out my iniquity, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my iniquity, and my sin is at all times before me. Against you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your sayings and might overcome when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth. You have manifested to me the hidden and unrevealed things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me to hear gladness and joy. The humble bones shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in my inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with the directing spirit. Then I shall teach the transgressors your ways, and the ungodly men shall turn to you. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, in your good pleasure to Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then you shall be pleased with sacrifices of righteousness, offering and burnt sacrifices. Then they shall offer calves upon your altar. Alleluia.
من سفر التثنية لموسى النبي بركاته علينا امين. هذه الكلمات كلم بها الرب كل جماعتكم في الجبل من وسط النار والسحاب والضباب وصوت عظيم ولم يزد، وكتبها على لوحين من حجر واعطاني اياها. فلما سمعتم الصوت من وسط الظلام والجبل يشتعل بالنار، تقدمتم الى جميع رؤساء اسباطكم وشيوخكم، وقلتم: هو ذا الرب إلهنا، قد أرانا مجده وعظمته وسمعنا صوته من وسط النار. هذا اليوم قد رأينا أن الله يكلم الإنسان ويحيى، وأما الآن فلماذا نموت؟ لأن هذه النار العظيمة تأكلنا. إن عدنا نسمع صوت الرب إلهنا أيضا نموت، لأنه من هو من جميع البشر الذي سمع صوت الله الحي يتكلم من وسط النار مثلنا وعاش. تقدم أنت واسمع كل ما يقول لك الرب إلهنا، وكلمنا بكل ما يكلمك به الرب إلهنا، فنسمع ونعمل. فسمع الرب صوت كلامكم حين كلمتموني، وقال لي الرب: سمعت صوت كلام هؤلاء الشعب الذي كلموك به، قد أحسنوا في كل ما تكلموا. يا ليت قلبهم كان هكذا فيهم حتى يتقوني ويحفظوا جميع وصاياي كل الأيام، ليكون لهم ولأولادهم خيرا إلى الأبد. اذهب قل لهم: ارجعوا إلى خيامكم، وأما أنت فقف هنا معي فأكلمك بجميع الوصايا والفرائض والأحكام التي تعلمهم فيعملونها في الأرض التي أنا أعطيهم ليمتلكوها. فاحترزوا لتعملوا كما أمركم الرب إلهكم، لا تزيغوا يمينا ولا يسارا في جميع الطريق التي أوصاكم بها الرب إلهكم تسلكوا، لتحيوا ويكون لكم خير وتطيلوا الأيام في الأرض التي تمتلكونها. وهذه هي الوصايا والفرائض والأحكام التي أمر الرب إلهكم أن أعلمكم لتعملوها في الأرض التي أنتم عابرون إليها لتمتلكوها. لتتقي الرب إلهك وتحفظ جميع فرائضه ووصاياه التي أنا أوصيك بها، أنت وابنك وابن ابنك، كل أيام حياتك ولتطول أيامك. فاسمع يا إسرائيل واحترز لتعمل كي يكون لك خير وتكثر جدا، كما كلمك الرب إله أبائك في أرض تفيض لبنا وعسلا. مجدا للثالوث الأقدس إلهنا إلى الأبد الأبدين.
Ten oştem oko be Christos nembekio tena asos nem bieb nevmaes oweb jeakton ka sotie monaina.
Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the first epistle of our teacher, Paul, to the Corinthians. May his holy blessings be upon us all. Amen. And God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? For earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child, I thought as a child, and when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, just as I also am known. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
Tekton nekron ken el son yestos oranos elei son imes. Tekton nekron ken el son yestos oranos elei son imes.
Jesus Christ, our God, who said to us in the honor of disciples and holy apostles, Many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May be worthy to hear and to act according to holy gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord have mercy. Remember also our master and those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, O Lord our God. Those who are fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Alleluia, alleluia, be Christos afton fawavshe, naf aforbe, nanim be barakliton, be ebnevma, entetimeth me alleluia, alleluia.
Stand
up with the fear of God and let us hear the holy gospel, a reading from the gospel according to our teacher, St. John, the evangelist and pure disciple. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet and king, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. Worship him, all you his angels, Zion, heard and rejoice. The Lord reigns, let the earth exalt, let many islands rejoice.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is the glory forever. Amen. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me, together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you, for I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world. Just as I am not of the world, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world, and for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them.
Glory be to God forever.
كان الرسل يبشرون بالتعليم المقدس الإنجيلي لا بكتابة الكتاب الكتب بل تجديد الروح القدس، وعلامة ذلك أنهم نطقوا بكافة لغات الألسن بألسنة نارية. فأما اليهود الذي تعتقوا في اسمهم كانوا يهزؤون قائلين أنه لا سقارة من سلافة، وليس باختيارهم قالوا الحق بأفواههم، لأن نعمة الروح هي خمر جديد هذا الذي منه الرسل امتلأوا، وبطهارة كانوا ينطقون ناريا. بصلواتهم طهرنا نحن أيضا يا سيدنا من شر الإنسان العتيق، وأجعلنا مستحقين لشركة روحك القدس أيها الرب المحب البشر بصلوات أبائنا الرسل. يا رب أنعم لنا بغفران خطايانا.
أفشنا بشوي إدفنتد بساني من شايهنا انت نور بنانم ببارك ليتون بابن وما انت تي مثمي
God, the Pentecostal, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask and treat your goodness to love mankind. Remember, O Lord, the sick among your people.
Pray for our fathers and our brethren who are sick with any sickness, whether in this place or in any place, that Christ our God may grant us with them health and healing and free us our sin.
Lord, have mercy.
You have visited them with mercy and compassion. Heal them, take away from them and from us every sickness and every malady. The spirit of sickness chase away. Those who have long lain in maladies, raise up and comfort. Those who are afflicted by unclean spirits, and set them all free. Those who are in prisons or dungeons, those who are in exile or captivity, those who are held in bitter bondage, O Lord, set them all free and have mercy upon them. For you are he who loosens the bound up of the fallen, the hope of those who have no hope, the help of those who have no helper, the comfort of the faint heart, the harbor of those in the storm. All souls that are distressed are bound, grant them mercy, O Lord, grant them rest, grant them refreshment, grant them help, grant them grace, grant them salvation, grant the forgiveness of their sins and their iniquities. Ask for us too, O Lord, the sickness of our souls, heal those of our bodies to the cure. O you, the true physician of our souls and bodies, the bishop of all flesh, visit us with your salvation.
Lord, have mercy.
We ask ask and entreat your goodness, O love our mankind. Remember, O Lord, our fathers and our brethren who are traveling.
Pray for our fathers and our brethren who are traveling, or those who intend to travel anywhere, that Christ our God, that God may straighten all their ways, whether by sea, rivers, lakes, roads, or air, or those who are traveling by any other means, that Christ our God may bring them back in to their own homes in peace and free us our sins.
Lord have mercy. And those who intend to travel anywhere, straighten all their ways, whether by sea, rivers, lakes, roads, air, or those who are traveling by any other means, everyone anywhere, lead them into a haven of calm, a haven of safety. Grace to accompany them in their departure and be their companion in their travel. Bring them back to their own rejoicing with joy and safe in security. Be a fellow worker with your servants in every good deed. Ask for us too, O Lord, keep our sojourn in this life without harm, without storm, and undisturbed till the end.
Lord, have mercy.
And graciously accord, O Lord, the air of heaven, the fruits of the earth this year to bless them.
Pray for the air of the heaven, the fruits of the earth, the trees, the vines, and for every fruit-bearing tree in all the world, that Christ our God may bless them and bring them to perfection and peace without harm. Free of us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
And raise them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May its furrows be abundantly watered and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as deemed fit. Bless the crown of the earth with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, forgive them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, so you give food to all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we, to having sufficiency in everything always, may abound in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, the salvation of this your holy place, in every place, in every monastery of Orthodox fathers.
For the salvation of the world and of the city of ours, and of all cities, countries, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
In every city and every country, in the villages and all their adornments, save us all from famine, plague, earthquake, drowning, fire, captivity by barbarian, the sword of the stranger, and the rising up of heretics.
Lord, have mercy.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
O Lord, who is without blemish, the undefiled, without beginning, the invisible, the incomprehensible, the unchangeable, and the omnipresent, who is not evil or spiteful, who alone is immortal, dwelling in incomprehensible light, who created the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is therein, who gives all people their requests before they ask him. We ask and entreat you, O our King, the lover of mankind, God, the Father of our Lord, our God and Savior Jesus Christ, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Saint Mary, the Theotokos Mother of God, who taught us first through words and then by granting us his salvation, which he performed with his honored sufferings. Grant us who are humiliated by our sins and are unworthy to be your servants, to send up our supplication to you and bow down our heads and our knees before you for the sake of our sins and for the ignorance of your people. You are abundant in mercy and the lover of mankind. Listen to us on this day on which we called upon you this day of Pentecost, which is after the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ into the heavens and his sitting at the right hand of his Father. He sent his Holy Spirit upon his holy disciples, and he descended on each one of them. They were all filled with the infinite grace, and they spoke in different tongues and prophesied of your greatness, O God. Now also, O Master, listen to us, we being humiliated by our sins and cast down under condemnation, ask you to free our captive souls from by your great kindness. We ask you to accept us, we who are bowing down before you,
crying out to you and saying, we have sinned for you have left us since the beginning. You are our God, since we were in our mother's womb. Our days have passed by in vain, and we have been naked of your help and are unable to give a reason for our deeds. But we trust in your loving kindness and cry out to you saying, do not remember the sins of our youth or our ignorance. Cleanse us, O Lord, from our hidden impurities. Look at our humility and save us and forgive us our sins. Do not abandon us in our old age. Do not leave us if we stray, but grant us repentance before we return to dust. Look upon us with your grace. Measure our sins with your kindness. Place the multitude of our repentance in the depth of your compassion. Behold your people, O Lord, from the high place, those who bow down their heads, waiting for the multitude of your great mercies. Visit us with your goodness. Save us from the tyranny of Satan. Strengthen our lives with your pure power and your honorable law. Appoint one of your honest guardian angels to guard your people. Bring us all into your kingdom. Grant forgiveness to your people who put their trust in you, and also forgive us our sins. Cleanse us all by the good power of your Holy Spirit. Loosen us from the bondage of Satan. Truly blessed are you, O Lord, our King, the Pentecostor, who enlightens the day with the light of the sun and the night with the rays of the fiery stars, who made us worthy to see the length of days and to approach the beginning of the light. Listen to our supplication together with the supplication of your people and forgive us our sins, which we have committed knowingly and unknowingly. Accept our evening praises. Send the multitude of your mercies and loving kindness upon your inheritance. May we be surrounded by pure angels to guard us with the weapons of righteousness. May we be covered with your justice. Preserve us with your power. Save us from every affliction and from every conspiracy of the enemy. Grant us to complete this evening and this coming night with all purity and in peace and justice. May we be without sin or doubt or fear all the days of our lives. Through the prayers of the Theotokos, Mother of God, the Virgin Saint Mary, and all the saints who pleased you since the beginning.
Kurator bana getiriyor. Allah'a sonu mesef şu sözü notin teni gümüş olabilir. Men, O Lord, make us worthy to be thankful for your Father who art in heaven.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil one, Christ Jesus, our Lord. For thine the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen. In verin son, sin son, spen, choice.
Schliel.
Erne
passi.
Somne umasi.
Mari shebe mazutos ben bereber besnane vohe na itiv notiv yotem ben shoy so ben notiv en sotir isos bechre so je afreske bazine go na fervoiste nero na fare ero na shoptenero faftia so eron. Αυτή του τένα βεντεσάρια τάι ονούσαι εν σοφόν μαρντίο εροφοβός εν τεβάρι έρον χεμπάι εω εσωαφάνι νοτήρον τέμπεν ουάνχ χεν χερίνι νεβένιν ζεβίβαν το κρατόρ ευσό εσβεν νότι
Ρώσε μεξάστε Κύριε λέει
Ευνή ευσό εσβεν νότι βιβαν το κρατόρ Ore vioten ben choice over not even sotir Jesus be Christus. We thank you for everything concerning everything and in everything. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of His saints, for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. من أجل هذا نسأل ونطلب من صلاحك يا محب البشر منحنا نكمل هذا اليوم المقدس وكل أيام حياتنا بكل سلام مع مخافتك كل حسد وكل تجربة وكل فعل الشيطان
مؤامرة الناس الأشرار قيام الأعداء الخافين والظاهرين انزح عنا عن سائر شعبك وعن هذه الكنيسة وعن موضعك المقدس هذا. أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس الحياة والعقارب وعلى كل قوات العدو.
Apostolos Ava Marcos Bisse Oremos
Hitene Brazilian Tetinthion Tonkos Soa Maria Teriemont Nanim Vico Evon and Ten and Noving
Eserenho Serot Nembekiot and Agasos Nembebne Maisoab Giaton Katsoti Emo.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your great mercy and according to the multitude of your compassion, blot out my iniquity, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sins, for I am conscious of my iniquity and my sins at all times before me. Against you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your saying, might overcome when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and my sins my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth, you have manifested to me the hidden and revealed thing of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me, and shall bathe me always in sense no. You shall make me hear gladness and joy. The humble most shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of salvation, and hold in the directing of the Spirit. Then I will teach you to pressure, and godly men shall turn your... Deliver me from blood, O God, God, my salvation. My tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For you desire sacrifice, I will have given it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offering. Sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and humble heart. Do good, O Lord, and give your good pleasure in Zion. Then you shall be pleased with sacrifice of righteousness, offering burnt sacrifices, and you shall offer calves upon your altar. Hallelujah.
Lujas oksasi osi osi mo.
من سفر التثنية لموسى النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين. احفظوا وصايا الرب إلهكم وشهاداته وفرائضه التي أوصاكم بها. واعمل الصالح والحسن في عيني الرب ليكون لك خير وتدخل وتمتلك الأرض. وتمتلك الأرض الجيدة التي حلف الرب لآبائك. أن ينفي جميع أعدائك من أمامك كما تكلم الرب. إذا سألك ابنك غدا ما هي الشهادات والفرائض والأحكام التي أوصاكم بها الرب إلهنا، تقول لابنك: كنا عبيدا لفرعون في مصر، فأخرجنا الرب من مصر بيد شديدة، وصنع الرب آيات وعجائب عظيمة وردية بمصر وفرعون وجميع بيته أمام عيوننا، وأخرجنا من هناك ليأتي بنا ويعطينا الأرض التي حلف لأبائنا. فأمرنا الرب أن نعمل جميع هذه الفرائض ونتقي الرب إلهنا ليكون لنا خير كل الأيام واستقينا كما في هذا اليوم، وأن يكون لنا بر إذ حفظنا جميع هذه الوصايا لنعملها أمام الرب إلهنا كما أوصانا. مجدا للثالوث القدوس إلهنا إلى الأبد آمين.
Then Agasos nem bi emne ma esawa je angton ken son si emun naina
Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle appointed to the gospel of God, reading from the first epistle of our teacher Paul to Corinthians, with his blessing to say amen. And now abide in faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and to comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesy. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets, that the church may receive edification. But now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you unless I speak to you either by revelation, by knowledge, by prophesying, or by teaching? Even things without life, whether flute or harp, when they make a sound, unless they make a distinction in the sounds, how will it be known what is piped or played? For if the prophet makes an uncertain sound, who will prepare for battle? So likewise you, unless you utter by the tongue words easy to understand, how will it be known what is spoken? For you will be speaking into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of languages in the world, and none of them is without significance. Therefore, if I do not know the meaning of the language, I shall be a foreigner to him who speaks, and he who speaks will be a foreigner to me. Even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. Therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will also pray with understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and also sing with understanding. Otherwise, if you bless with the spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the uniform say amen at your giving of thanks, since he does not understand what you say? For indeed, give thanks well, but the other is not edified. The grace of God be with you all. Amen.
Hello, son, immense.
os agios esseros agios asanas os sicton necheron che enem solies os oranos eleison imens agion opeons agios esseros agios asanas os anasas Tonne geron kien el soni es soranos el soni mezon sevesi ke yon ke agio mati kenin ke ai ke sonse onan soni onan amin Evein soni mes.
Eschlil flugi son.
Eve brosefkes asi
ser. Ere pasi.
Domne mati.
سيد رب يسوع المسيح إلهنا الذي خاطب تلاميذه القديسين ورسول الأطهار المكرمين قائلا إن أنبياء وبران كثيرين اشتهوا يروا ما أنتم ترون ولم يروا أن يسمعوا ما أنتم تسمعون ولم يسمعوا أما أنتم فطوبى لعنكم لنا تبصروا لأذانكم لنا تسمع فلنستحق أن نسمع ونعمل بأناجيلك المقدسة بطالبات قديسين
صنعين المقادس
يا رب
اذكر أيضا يا سيدنا كل الذين أمرونا وصونا أن نذكر في سؤالتنا وطلبتنا التي نرفع إليك أيها الرب إلهنا الذين سبقوا فرقدوا يا رب نيحهم المرضى اشفيهم لأنك أنت وحياتنا كلنا خلاصنا كل شفاؤنا كلنا رجاؤنا كلنا وقيامتنا كلنا
هللويا هللويا بكريستوس أختم فوأمشينا فوأربينا ببرن Τον βιεύνευμα εν τε την εσμή ελληλό. Ω, ω, ε, ελληλό, ε.
Σας είτε με το βούβο αιθέο, κοσομέν του Άγιο Φανγέλιο.
Εφεσμάρο, ότιν ζεβές να έχουν ευρώνει ψου συντένει κομ κύριε, φλογισόν οκτωκά τα λούκαν αγέιον, Ευαγγέλιον το ανάγνωσμα.
Σας είτε κύριε,
بمخافة الله وانصتوا لسماع الإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري لوقا البشير والتلميذ الطائر بركاته على جميعنا أمين من مزامير ترتيل معلمنا داود النبي والملك بركاته على جميعنا أمين الرب ذكرنا وباركنا بارك بيت إسرائيل بارك بيت هارون بارك بيت الذين يخافون الرب الصغار مع الكبار هللويا مبارك الآتي باسم الرب ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم إلى الأبد أمين وفيما هم يتكلمون بهذا وقف يسوع بنفسه في وسطهم وقال السلام لكم أنا هو لا تخافوا فجزعوا وخافوا وظنوا أن الذي يرونه روح فقال لهم لماذا تضطربون ولماذا تخطر أفكار على قلوبكم انظروا يدي ورجلي فإني أنا هو جسوني وانظروا فإن الروح ليس له لحم وعظام كما ترون لي وحين قال هذا راهم يديه ورجليه وبينما هم غير مصدقين من الفرح ومتعجبون قال لهم أعندكم ها هنا ما يؤكل فأعطوه جزءا من سمك مشوي وشهد عسل فأخذ وأكل قدامهم وأخذ الباقي وأعطاهم وقال لهم هذا هو الكلام الذي قلته لكم إذ كنت معكم أنه لا يتم أنه لابد أن يتم جميع ما هو مكتوب عني في ناموس موسى والأنبياء والمزامير حينئذ فتح قلوبهم ليفهموا الكتاب وقال لهم هكذا مكتوب أن المسيح يتألم ويقوم من الأموات في اليوم الثالث وأن يقرز باسمه للتوبة ومغفرة الخطايا لجميع الأمم مبتدئين من أورشليم وأنتم شهود لذلك وها أنا أرسل عليكم موعد أبي فامكسوا أنتم في مدينة أورشليم حتى تلبسوا قوة من الأعالي ثم أخرجهم إلى بيت عنيا ورفع يديه وباركهم، وفيما هو يبارك من فرد عنهم وأصعد إلى السماء. أما هم فسجدوا له ورجعوا إلى أورشليم بفرح عظيم، وكانوا كل حين في الهيكل يسبحون الله.
والمجد لله دائماً.
The 12 apostles were in Jerusalem waiting for the power which the Lord would send them. It happened that on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, descended on the apostles, and they spoke in the languages of the heavenly and with the voices of the angels, professing Christ and the glory of his resurrection. So the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, descended on the apostles, and they performed great miracles and powers among the people, witnessing to them with great proofs that the Lord Jesus rose from the dead. Praise be to God forever.
رب البيت عنيا مع تلاميذه القديسين ورفع يديه باركهم وصعد السماء مار نشتم
في ميرم الناس جين صباب شنيت خارو أبيه وافصتهم
Remember, O Lord, the ruler of our land, your servant.
Pray that Christ our God may give mercy and compassion before the mighty sojourners, and soften their hearts towards us for that which is good at all times, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
احفظوا في سلام وعدل وقوة، والتخضع على كل الأمم البربرة الذين يريدون الحرب في جميع ملنا من الخصب. تكلم في قلبه من أجل سلام كنيستك الواحد الوحيد المقدس الجامع الرسولية. أعطينا نفكر بالسلام فينا وفي اسمك القدوس، لكي نعيش نحن أيضا في سيرة هادئة ونوجد ساكنين بكل تقوى وكل عفاف بك.
يا رب ارحم.
We ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Remember, O Lord, the souls of your servants who have fallen asleep, our fathers and our brethren. تفضل يا ربنا احنا نفوسهم اجمعين في احضان ابانا القديسين ابراهيم واسحاق ويعقوب ولهم في موضع خضر على ماء الراحه بفردوس النعيم، الموضع الذي هرب منه الحزن والكابه والتنهد في نور قديسيك. اقم اجسادهم في اليوم الذي رسمتك مواعيدك الحقيقيه غير الكاذبه. هب لهم خيرات مواعيدك ما لم تر عين وما لم تسمع باذن وما لم يخطر على قلب بشر. ما اعددت يا الله لمحب اسمك القدوس، لانه لا يكون موت عبيدك بل هو انتقال، وان كان قد لحقهم توان او تفريط كبشر وقد لبسوا جسدا وسكنوا في هذا العالم، فانت كصالح ومحب البشر فقد فضل عبيدك المسيحيين المصدوقين الذين في المسكونه كلها من مشارق الشمس الى مغربها ومن الشمال الى الجنوب، كل واحد باسمه كل واحد باسمها. يا ربنا يحم واغفر لهم، فانه ليس احد طاهرا من دنس ولو كانت حياته من واحدا على الارض. أما هم يا رب الذين خست نفوسهم نيحهم ولاستحقوا ملكوت السماوات، أما نحن كلنا فهب لنا كمالنا المسيح الذي يرضيك أمامك وأعطيهم وإيانا نصيبا وميراثا مع كفة قديسين.
يا رب ارحم.
نسأل ونطلب من صلاحك يا محب البشر، أذكر يا رب سعاد وقربين وشكر الذين يقربون كرام ومجدا لاسمك القدوس.
For those who provide for the sacrifices, offerings, first fruits, oil, incense, coverings, reading books, and altar vessels, that Christ our God may reward them in the heavenly Jerusalem and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
اقبل إليك على مسبحك المقدس الناطق السماء راحت بخور تدخل عظمتك الذي في السماوات بواسطة خدمة ملائكتك ورؤساء ملائكتك المقدسين وكما قبلت إليك قربنا أبيل الصديق وسبيحة أبينا إبراهيم وفلسال أرملة هكذا أيضا نزور عبيدك اقبلها إليك أصحاب الكثير وأصحاب القليل الخفيات والظاهرات والذين يردون أن يقدموا لك ولي السلام والذين قدموا لك في هذا اليوم هذه القرابين أعطهم الباقيات عوض الفانيات السمائيات عوض الأرضيات الأبديات عوض الزمنيات بيوتهم ومخزنهم مملأة من كل الخيرات أحتهم يا رب قوة ملائكتك ورؤساء ملائكتك الأطهار وكما ذكروا اسمك القدوس على الأرض أذكرهم أيضا يا رب في ملكوتك وفي هذا الدهر لا تتركهم عنك
يا رب
أيضا نسأل الله ضابط الكل بربنا ولنا وخلصنا يسوع المسيح نسأل ونطلب من صلاحك يا محب البشر أذكر يا رب عبيدك الموعوظين من شعبك
For the catechumens of our people, and then the Lord may bless them and confirm them in the Orthodox faith to the last breath, and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy.
ارحمهم ثبتهم في الإيمان بكل بقية أبات الأوسان انزاح من قلوبهم ناموس خوفك وصاياك حقوقهم من رف المقدس ثبت في قلوبهم. امنحهم أن يعرفوا ثبات الكلام الذي وعظوا به في الزمن المحدد فليستحقوا حميم ميلاد الجديد لغفران خطاياهم. أعدهم هيكلا لروحك القدوس
يا رب ارحم
Worship God in fear and trembling
أيها الرب الذي أعطى السلام للناس وموهبة الروح القدس من في أعمارهم أيضا اجعلنا أهلا نحن أن نحسب في ميراثك وليأتي علينا روحك القدوس الذي أرسلت على تلاميذك ورسلك في هذا اليوم الخمسين الذي صار أفواههم وشفاههم ألسنة من نار ومن أجلهم قبلنا معرفة لاهوتك نحن جنس البشر من قبل سماعنا بأذاننا كل واحد منا بما له من اللغة وامتلأنا نورا من قبل لهيب روحك القدوس وخلصتنا من ضلالة الظلمة باتحادنا بالألسن النارية المتفرقة وإحسانك الذي يفوق الطبيعة لأنك دعوتنا لما لك من الإيمان وأمننا وتكلمنا بمجد لاهوتك مع الآب والروح القدس بلاهوت واحد وسلطان واحد وبك استضأنا لأنك أنت نور الآب والشخص الذي من جوهره وطبعه الذي لا يتغير ولا يتزعزع وينبوع الحكمة أسألك أن تفتح شفتي أنا الخاطئ علمني كيف أتضرع إليك بما نحتاجه لأنك أنت الذي يعرف كثرة خطايا الجمة ولكن تحننك يغلب جهلي لأني ها أنا ذاب الخوف أقف قبالة لجة رحمتك وبعلم طرحت نفسي فيها دبر حياتي يا مدبر كل الخليقة بقوته وحكمته التي لا ينطق بها يا أيها الميناء الهادئ الذين في العاصف أرنا الطريق الذي نسلكه وارسل روح حكمتك على أفكارنا واعطي لجهلنا فهم روحك القدوس ولكن روحك المخوف يظلل على أعمالنا ويتجدد روحك المستقيم في أحشائنا ليثبت روحك القادر أفكارنا بدون زلل وليكن روحك القدوس يرشدنا إلى ما ينبغي لكي نستحق أن نعمل وصاياك أذكر كل حين مجيئك لمداينة البشر بما صنعوا لا ترفضنا نحن الذين دنسنا بالنجاسات وجراحات هذا العالم ولكن قونا فنجد رحمة أمامك أنت قلت أن الذي يسأل شيئا باسم يناله من أجل هذا نحن الخطاه نطلب إلى لاهوتك أن تعطينا ما وعدتنا به للخلاص نعم يا رب يا صانع كل الخيرات الغني والصالح أنت المعطي أكثر مما نطلب إليك أنت هو الرحوم المتحنن الذي بلا خطيه انظر إلى شعبك المنحني لك بركبه أيها الرؤوف كن غافرا لأسامهم واسمعهم من سمائك المقدسة قدسهم بقوة يمينك المعطية الخلاص استرهم بظلال جناحيك ولا تترك أعمال يديك إن كانوا أخطأوا إليك اغفر زلاتهم وإقبل إليك طلباتهم لأن ركبهم منحنية لك مد يديك إليهم وأعنهم إقبل طلباتنا وطلباتهم كمثل البخور المقبول أمامك أيها الرب الصالح الذي أنقذنا من كل سهم طائر في النهار انقذنا من كل أمر يسلك في الظلمة إقبل إليك ذبيحتنا المسائية التي هي رفع أيدينا أنعم علينا بأن نجتاز ميدان الليل ونحن غير مجربين من الشرير ونجنا من كل قلق ومن كل مخافة إبليس كائن علينا هب لنفوسنا خشوعا واجعل اهتماما لنقف في أفكارنا أمام منبرك المرهوب سمر خوفك في لحمنا اقتل أعضائنا الأرضية لنستضيء في وحدة الليل بمعاينة أحكامك
انزع عنا كل الخيالات الباطلة وكل الشهوات المؤلمة. انهضنا وقت الصلاة ونحن ثابتون في أمانتك، نامون في أوامرك، لأنك أنت هو إلهنا، ونرسل لك إلى فوق المجد والإكرام والسجود مع أبيك الصالح والروح القدس المحيي المساوي لك الآن وكل أوان وإلى ظهر الدور. أمين.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom and power and the glory forever. Amen.
Eria tai ono tai entof od mar ent probos ent fani eron hem bayt ve fainim tiron devinon chen hen in ven be von to krator ob so ist ven noti
os vexos
kiria le ison
es ni ve so ist noti von to krator ob so ist ven choice ob noti ob so ti risos ve christos. We thank you for everything concerning everything and in everything. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us in this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints. Beloved, this is going to be of at all times and we always have our sin.
Lord have mercy.
And therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. All envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rise of enemies hidden and manifest. Take them away from us and from all your people and from this church and from this your holy place. But those things which are good and profitable to provide for us, for it is you have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy.
Amen.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your great mercy and according to the multitude of your compassions. Blot out my iniquity, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my iniquity, and my sin is at all times before me. Against you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your sayings. For behold, I was wrathful, since my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth. You have manifested to me the hidden and unrevealed things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me to hear gladness and joy. The humble bones shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in my inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with the directing spirit. Then I shall teach the transgressors your ways, and the ungodly men shall turn to you. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, in good pleasure to Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then you shall be pleased with sacrifices of righteousness, with offering sacrifices. Then they shall offer calves upon your altar. Alleluia, doxasi, o se, o si, mo, o, 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 o,
من سفر التثنية من موسى النبي بركاته علينا أمين. احفظ شهر الجدد أبيب، أقم الفصح للرب إلهك، لأنه في الشهر الجدد خرجت من أرض مصر ليلا فتذبح غنما وبقرا في المكان الذي يختاره الرب إلهك، لأنه يدعى اسمه في ذلك المكان. لا تأكل فيه خميرا، كل فيه فطيرا، بل 7 أيام تصنعها تأكل فطيرا، خبز الشفاء خبزا يابسا، لأنكم بسرعة خرقتم من أرض مصر ليلا لكي تذكروا اليوم الذي خرقتم فيه من أرض مصر كل أيام حياتكم. ولا يكن عندكم خمير في جميع حدودك، ولا يرى في جميع تخومك 7 أيام، ولا يبقى شيء من اللحم الذي تذبحه مساء في اليوم الأول إلى الغد. لا يحل لك أن تذبح الفصح في أحد مدنك التي يعطيك إياها الرب إلهك، بل في المكان الذي يختاره الرب إلهك ليدعى اسمه فيه. هناك تذبح الفصح في ذلك المكان وقت المساء عند غروب الشمس، قال وقت الذي خرقت فيه من أرض مصر، وتطبخ وتشوي اللحم وتأكل في المكان الذي يختاره له الرب إلهك، وترجع باكرا وتمضي إلى مخدعك 6 أيام تقضيها وتأكل فطيرا. وفي اليوم 7 الذي خرقت فيه هو عيد للرب إلهك، لا تصنع فيه عملا إلا ما كان ضروريا لغذاء الأنفس، أي ما خلى الأعمال الواجب للنفس عملها. 7 أيام كاملة تعدها لك إذا ابتدأت أن تحصد الحصاد، وتبدأ أن تحسب 7 أيام وتعمل عيد الأسابيع للرب إلهك على قدر ما تستطيع يدك مما أعطاه لك الله، وكالبركة التي باركك الرب إلهك. وتفرح أمام الرب إلهك أنت وابنك وابنتك وعبدك وأمتك والذي في بيتك، والغريب واليتيم والإرملة التي فيكم، في الموضع الذي يختاره له الرب إلهك ليدعى اسمه فيه. وأذكر أنك كنت عبدا في أرض مصر، واحفظ واعمل كل الوصايا وكافة الأوامر ورتب عيد المظال وأقمه 7 أيام عندما تجمع من بيضرك ومن معصرتك وتفرح في عيدك أنت وابنك وابنتك وعبدك وأمتك واللاوي والغريب واليتيم والإرملة التي في مدنك. 7 أيام تعيد للرب إلهك في المكان الذي يختاره الرب إلهك. فإذا باركك الرب إلهك في جميع غلاتك وفي سائر أعمالك وفي سائر أعمال يديك فيكون لك الفرح 3 مرات في السنة. يحضر كل ذكر لك أمام الرب إلهك في المكان الذي يختاره الرب إلهك في عيد الفطير وعيد الأسابيع وعيد المظال. ولا تقف أمام الرب إلهك فارغا، بل كل واحد فواحد كقوة أيديكم وكالبركة التي أعطاكم الله إلي الرب إليك، فاجعل لك قضاة وكتبة وقوادا بالتعليم تقيمهم عليك في جميع مدنك التي يعطيك الرب إلهك حسب أصباطك. مجدا للثالوث القدوس الآب والابن.
تن اوشتم مقو بخرسطوس نمبك يوتن ناغاطوس نمبر نمع الصوب جاكي اكسطي امون اينا آآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآآ
مفرز لبشر الله، فصل من رسالة معلمنا بولس الرسول الأولى إلى أهل كورنثوس، بركته تكون معنا جميعا آمين. وأنا أشكر إلهي لأني أنطق بلسان أكثر أفضل من جميعكم، بل أريد أن أقول 5 كلمات بفهمي في الكنيسة لأعظ قوما آخرين أفضل من ربوات كلام باللسان. يا إخواتي، لا تكونوا أطفالا في أذهانكم، بل كونوا أطفالا في الشر، وأما في أفهامكم فكونوا كاملين، لأنه مكتوب في الناموس أني بذوي ألسنة أخرى وشفاه أخرى سأكلم هذا الشعب. وهكذا أيضا لم يسمعوا مني بقول الرب، فالألسنة الآن فليست موضوعة علامة للمؤمنين بل لغير المؤمنين، فأما النبوات فليست لغير المؤمنين بل للمؤمنين. فنجتمعت الكنيسة كلها في مكان واحد، وكان الجميع يتكلمون بألسنة، فدخل عميون أو غير مؤمنين فألا يقولون أن هؤلاء قد خولتوا وجنوا، وإذا تنبأوا كلهم ويدخل عليهم الغير المؤمنين أو الأميين فيوبخ من الجميع وتصير خفايا قلبه ظاهرة، وهكذا يخر على وجهه ويسجد لله معترفا قائلا أن الله بالحقيقة حل فيكم. يا إخوتي، إذا اجتمعتم فكل واحد منكم له مزمور، له تعليم، له استعلان، له لغة، له تفسير، ترجمة، فليكن كل شيء للبنيان. إن كان أحد يتكلم بلسان فإثنين إثنين أو على الأكثر 3 3، وبترتيب، وليترجم واحد، ولكن إن لم يكن مترجم فليصمت في الكنيسة وليتكلم بينه وبين الله. أما الأنبياء فليتكلم منهم 2 أو 3 وليحكم وليميز الآخرون، ولكن إن أعلن أوحي لآخر وهو جالس فليصمت الأول، لأنكم تقدرون جميعكم أن تتنبأوا واحدا واحدا ولتترجموا لكي تتعلموا كلكم وتتعزوا كلكم، لأن أرواح الأنبياء تخضع للأنبياء، لأن الله ليس إله تفريق بل إله سلام وصلح، كما هو كائن في جميع كنائس القديسين. لتصمت النساء في الكنائس، لأنه ليس مأذونا لهن أن يتكلمن بل يخضعن كما يقول الناموس أيضا، ولكن إن كنا يردن أن يتعلمن شيئا فليسألن رجالهن في منازلهن، لأنه قبيح بالنساء أن تتكلم في الكنيسة. ألعل منكم خرجت كلمة الله أم إليكم وحدكم انتهت؟ إن كل أحد يحسب نفسه نبيا أو روحيا فليعلم ما أكتبه إليكم، إنها وصايا الرب، وإن جهلها أحد فليجهل. فالآن يا إخوتي جدوا للتنبؤ، ولا تمنعوا التكلم بألسنة، وليكن كل شيء للبنيان والترتيب. نعمة الله الآب تكون معنا جميعا آمين.
الله Yeah. Jesus Christ, our God, who said to his saintly honored disciples and holy apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things that you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things that you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May be worthy to turn twice, put into your holy gospels to the prayers of your saints.
Praise the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our Master, those who have been in us, remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, O Lord our God. Those who are fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all. قفوا بخوف أمام الله انصتوا لسماع الإنجيل المقدس فصل بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا مار يوحنا الإنجيلي البشير بركاته على جميعنا أمين مزامير ترنتي المعلمنا داود النبي بركاته على جميعنا أمين فلتسجد لك الأرض كلها وليرتل لك وليترنم لاسمك
يسجد له جميع ملوك الأرض وكل الأمم تتعبد لك. هللويا. مبارك الآتي باسم الرب ربنا إلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح من الله الحي له المجد الدائم إلى الأبد أمين. لما علم الرب أن الفريسيين قد سمعوا الناس وقد اتخذ له تلاميذا كثيرين ويعمد أكثر من يوحنا مع أن يسوع نفسه لم يكن يعمد بل تلاميذه، ترك اليهودية ومضى أيضا إلى الجليل. كان لابد له أن يقتل السامرة، فأتى إلى مدينة من السامرة يقال لها سخار بقرب الضيعة التي وهبها يعقوب ليوسف ابنه، وكانت هناك عين ماء ليعقوب. كان يسوع قد تعب مشي الطريق فجلس هكذا على العين، وكان وقت الساعة السادسة فجاءت امرأة من السامرة لتملأ ماء. قال لا يسوع اعطيني لأشرب لأن تلاميذه كانوا قد مضوا إلى المدينة ليبتاعوا لهم طعاما. فقالت له المرأة السامرية كيف تطلب مني لتشرب وأنت يهودي وأنا امرأة سامرية؟ لأن اليهود لا يعاملون ولا يخالطون السامريين. أجاب يسوع وقال له لو كنت تعلمين عطية الله ومن هو الذي يقول لك اعطني لأشرب لطلبت أنت منه فأعطاك ماء حياة. قالت له المرأة يا سيد لا دلو لك والبئر عميقة فمن أين لك الماء الحي؟ لعلك أعظم من أبينا يعقوب الذي أعطانا هذه البئر وشرب منها هو وبنوه وماشيته. أجاب يسوع قال لا كل من يشرب من هذا الماء يعطش أيضا، ولكن من يشرب من الماء الذي يعطينا فلن يعطش إلى الأبد، بل الماء الذي يعطيه يصير في ينبوع ماء يفيض حياة أبدية. قالت له المرأة يا سيد أعطني هذا الماء لكي لا أعطش ولا أتي إلى هنا لأملأ ماء. قال لا يسوع اذهبي وادع زوجك وتعالي إلي هنا. جابت المرأة وقال ليس لي زوج. قال لا يسوع حسنا قلت ليس لي زوج لأنه كان لك خمسة أزواج والذي لك الآن ليس هو زوجك فهذا هو الذي قلته حق. قالت له المرأة يا سيد أرى أنك نبي، أباؤنا سجدوا في هذا الجبل وأنتم تقولون أن مكان السجود في أورشليم حيث يحل السجود. قال لا يسوع يا امرأة صدقيني أنه تأتي ساعة لا في هذا الجبل ولا في أورشليم تسجدون للآب، أنتم تسجدون لمن لا تعلمون، أما نحن فنسجد لمن نعلم لأن الخلاص هو من اليهود. ولكن تأتي ساعة وهي الآن حين الساجدون الحقيقيون يسجدون الآب بالروح والحق لأن الآب طالب مثل هؤلاء الساجدين له. الله روح والذين يسجدون له فبالروح والحق ينبغي أن يسجدوا.
والمجد لله
God the Father is Spirit, and those who worship Him ought to worship in spirit and truth. Moses declared to us the mystery of one God, the head of the Holy Trinity, the three persons. He said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. There is no other God but Him. You shall not go after other gods. And those who were listening to those words could not bear to hear the mystery of the divinity. For the sake of the only begotten Son, who is in the bosoms of His Father, and who was incarnate and taught us the depth of His divinity, and the Holy Spirit who proceeds from the Father descended on the pure apostles and appeared in the form of tongues of fire. Therefore we supplicate and cry out, saying, O Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who descended on the apostle, kindle fire in our minds and hearts with your mighty power, and guide our souls to the knowledge of your statutes, that we may utter words of prayer befitting our God. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the
The soul of the Samaritan woman who found the living water blesses you, because in you is the fountain of the living water. Graciously accord, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin. Blessed are you, O Lord, God of our fathers, and exceedingly blessed and glorified be your name forever. Amen. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us according to our hope in you. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Hear us, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the regions of the earth. And you, O Lord, keep us safe from this generation and forever. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Blessed are you, O Lord, make me to understand your commandments. Blessed are you, O Lord, enlighten me with your righteousness. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Despise not, O Lord, the works of your hands. You have been my refuge from generation to generation. I asked the Lord and said, have mercy on me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Lord, I have put unto you, save me and teach me to do your will. For you are my God, and with you is the fountain of life. In your light shall we see light. Let your mercy come unto those who know you, and your righteousness unto the upright in heart. To you belongs blessing, to you belongs praise, to you belongs glory. O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, existing from the beginning, now and forever and ever. Amen. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises unto your name, Most High, to show forth your mercy every morning and your righteousness every night. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, who was crucified for us, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, who rose from the dead and ascended into the heavens, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people. Heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep, O Lord, repose their souls. O you who are without sin, Lord, have mercy on us. O you who are without sin, Lord, help us and receive our supplications. For yours is the glory, the dominion, and triple holiness. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, power, and glory, forever, amen. Verstos Isos ventris in alleluia serenet in te oro theto vavet meno et eum partenos in se univenti mas not et mam verstos.
Lift up our prayers to your beloved Son, that he may forgive us our sins.
Sede theotos misinan in bioin in taf mi bechristos ben noti te partenos et tuat.
Ask the Lord in our behalf to have mercy upon our souls, and that he may forgive us our sins.
Te partenos Mariam, ti theotokos et tuat, te prostatis et not in te, genos in te timetromi.
Intercede on our behalf before Christ, to whom you gave birth, that he may grant us the forgiveness of our sins.
Serene oti barthenos ioro emmena litini sheref shoshon tepen genosarek bonan manuil.
Tenti o ariben mevio diabros ati seten ot narin ben choices of Christos and of canin novina nevur.
Erep sonsele mariam kennifio wetsaip choisa uina min besmenelitesto ben maferien.
As David has said in the book of Psalms, upon your right hand, O King, did stand the Queen.
Solomon moti eros pendigo entenigo disoni uvota ejviri tabulissimi eroseni.
For he has given a type of her in thy verse name, saying, come out of your garden, O choicest aroma.
Serene oti barthenos tioro emmena lithini, serene
shoshante ben genosarek bonan manu im.
Tenti hoari ben meviyoti evrosteti seten otnarin ben shoises of the Christos and of canon novi nani wood.
Nepail bar kona neviyovi and tofeto oyen shorpani taxis and angelicon of shemshim beam to emipsois.
Therefore God sends unto us his mercy and his compassion through the supplications of Michael, the great archangel. All good honor and every perfect gift comes to us from on high, from the Father of lights. Intercede on our behalf, O holy Archangel Michael, the head of the heavenly, that he may forgive us our sins. You have come and enlightened us through your gospel and taught us the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. All the tribes of the earth were blessed through you, and your words have reached the ends of the world. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O beholder of God, the evangelist, Mark the apostle, that he may forgive us our sins. Ask of him whom you have borne, our good Savior, to take away our troubles and grant us his peace. Tenti hoari ben meviyoti evrosteti seten otnarin ben shoisis os bechristos in tefkenin novi nanivun.
Benedictissimo, exalted Mother of True Life, glorify you, Saint Theotokos, for you brought forth unto us to save the whole world, who came and saved our souls. Glory be to you, our Master, our King, Christ, the pride of the apostles, the crown of the martyrs, the joy of the righteous, the firmness of the churches, the forgiveness of sins. We proclaim the Holy Trinity in one Godhead. We worship him and glorify him. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord bless, amen. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of life, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, and who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess in baptism for the remission of sins. Then go shivol khati antia nastasi sente dire bonem bion sente vide onet nio ami
evnoti nai nai tesho nai eron chin hitcharo
ami
sotemero
ami
esmo eron ari eron ari voitinero Ben gonte vol haron jem ben chini em bek o gai o wakan no o vinan evo o
Yeah.
Kyrie
eleison. Worship God in fear and trembling.
O Lord, the ever-flowing fountain, the giver of light and the bestower of life, the creative and eternal power with the Father, who completed the economy through His goodness for the salvation of mankind. Christ our God, who loosed the bonds of death, crushed the bolts of Hades, and humiliated all the evil spirits, and ascended Himself by His own will like a lamb without blemish upon the cross, and gave Himself up to save us from sin, and You granted us eternal life through Your divine wisdom and power. You bound Satan and his unclean demons in Your net, and tied him with the bonds of the outer darkness by Your invincible power. O true Son of God, the good One, who hears those who are in temptations, who give light to those who are sitting in the darkness and the shadow of death. O Lord, to whom the infinite glory, hear us when we call upon You and repose the souls of Your servants, those who have slept, our fathers and our brothers, and all those who died in the Orthodox faith, those whom we remember and those whom we do not remember. For to You is majesty and everything in everything in Your hands. O Lord God, have compassion with the multitude of Your mercies upon Your servants, the living and the dead, O Creator of all human beings. For You have created it out of nothing. You give existence to man, and he lives, and You bring death upon him with dominion. You who overcame the sting of death, that it may not have power over the believers, neither on those who look forward to the resurrection of the dead. This which on this great day of Pentecost, You taught us the perfection of the mystery of the co-essential Holy Trinity, the inseparable and unchangeable. Through the pouring of Your Holy Spirit upon us, You gave to Your holy disciples as divided tongues of fire, and You made them preachers of the faith of godliness and Your divine words which You have taught them. We entreat You to accept our prayers on this holy day, which is the perfection of everything for Your sake and for the sake of those who place their souls into Your hands. Hear us, we, Your humble servants, as we ask You to repose the souls of the Orthodox Christians who departed from this world to paradise, that they may rest in a place of refreshment, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away. May their souls abide in the shadow of light. May make them worthy of peace and forgiveness. We praise You, we thank You, and we offer unto You these prayers and these sacrifices for the sake of our souls. O God, the great and the eternal, the Holy One and the lover of mankind, who made us worthy to stand at this hour before Your unapproachable glory, that we may praise You and bless Your wonders. Forgive us, we, the unworthy servants, and give grace to those who offer to You without seeing You, and praise You in their hearts with hymns of the Trisagion, giving thanks to You for Your great blessing. This which You have performed with us, and which You performed at all times. Remember, O Lord, our weakness, and do not destroy us because of our iniquities, but grant us Your great mercies. Take away from us the darkness of sin, that we may walk in the day and be clothed with the weapons of light, to complete our days without stumbling, and do every deed according to the goodwill of the true Blessed One, the lover of mankind, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and at all times, and to the ages of all ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for Thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever. Amen. Baristos isos ben chois. In obion so kirie,
irene paasi, O Master Jesus Christ, one begotten Son, Logos of God the Father, has spoken to be bonded by our sin through saving and life-giving sufferings,
They'll be in space with holy disciples, Saint Apostle, and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain sins of any, they are retained. You also now are masters, even grace, holy apostles, to those for time labor in the peace of the Holy Church, to forgive sin upon the earth and boundless every bond of iniquity. And now also we ask and teach you goodness to deliver mankind, for your servant, my father, my brethren, and my weakness. We bow our heads before your holy glory. Dispense to us your mercy in this very bond of our sin, for you committed any sin against you, knowing or unknowing the things of heart, and deed, word, and faint heartedness. O Master, know the weakness of men as good and love of mankind. Grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, and absolve us in our people, and fill us with your fear. Straighten us for your holy goodwill, if you are our God, and to you is due all glory, honor, and dominion through good Father and the Holy Spirit, the life giver who is in essence with you, now and at all times, and to the ages of all ages. Amen.
Min kriya lai son, kriya lai son, kriya lai son. The spirit of comfort that descended from the heaven appeared on the apostles on Pentecost, filled them with all knowledge and wisdom through his power. Luke 7:3. Amin no shivoling goem mosio jeben choi sisul be Christo saflaf choi in fio we of him so in a mem be fio avor binanim bibrakliton bep ne manteti mes mi sotim mon wo nainan kriele isun.
Amin be Christos ben noti.
Amin asa cho.
If Oron Tidihirini, why not a ticket in his seminin on a ticket in Economy, not a word, the talk to the Gordon of Oden Besman and Bea Mahishani Amin. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, saying, Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And now the love of God the Father, his grace, only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, give fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit. Be with you all. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.
And also with your spirit.